following is a presentation of the New Skin, BYU Sports Network. BYU Cougars basketball is on the air.
Back left to Trevin. Pull, fire, score! Trevin nails for three!
This is Cougar Pregame Live, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union. Mountain America, guiding members forward for more than 80 years. To get you ready for BYU and Texas Tech, here's your host, Jason Shepherd.
Good evening, BYU basketball fans. Welcome into Cougar Pregame Live, presented as always by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Tonight, as you just heard, the BYU Cougars back at home, looking to bounce back from Saturday's disappointing loss at number 14 Houston. And at the Marriott Center tonight is the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Now, let's not spend a ton of time on the loss to the Red Cougars. BYU struggled with turnovers and rebounding, not to mention Houston shot almost 50% from the field and 47% from three. It was a bad combo for BYU, and the Cougars are now 0-2 in true road games this season. The other loss was at Providence, which was also a blowout. Now, the good news is that the conference season is still very young, and to a certain degree, so is this BYU team. They're still trying to figure out how to play together after so many different players missed significant time. From a health standpoint, the good news is that everyone's back and playing, which should help this team build that continuity that they need when facing tough teams like Houston and others, as we have come to know in the Big 12 Conference. Now, Texas Tech is in Provo tonight, and they bring a 10-3 record with them. The Red Raiders, just like the Cougars, have split their first two Big 12 games. The one win came in Salt Lake City on Saturday when they worked the Utes on their home floor 93-65. Texas Tech, a very dangerous team. Remember, the Red Raiders were picked 7th in the preseason poll, 2 spots ahead of BYU. They have 4 players averaging double-digit scoring and are led by JT Toppin with 18 points and 10 boards per game. This is his first season with the Red Raiders after transferring from New Mexico. And with Texas Tech, you have to be aware of how well they shoot the basketball. Listen to these numbers. They're the number one field goal percentage shooting team in the nation. And as a team, shooting 51.6, so almost 52% from the field, which is insane. And in case you were wondering, BYU ranks 57th at 47.9% from the field. So this is one of those games where you are going to need to take a team that is super efficient in the Red Raiders and try and mess things up a little bit. Make shots not as easy, not get them, let them get into a rhythm. Because when a team shoots the ball that well, you've got to do something that takes them out of rhythm. That's just one of the things that I talked with our pregame guest about. Talked with Foose yesterday after practice, and this is our conversation.
Yeah. Now, yesterday actually feel like forever, you know, because we were just ready to just get over it, you know, and just we just excited to play another game, you know. I know everybody's just super frustrated, you know, like we're actually super excited. It's going to be a good game against Texas Tech, you know, because I feel like everybody's just locked in, you know. Like everybody just have that fight on them, you know, we're just mad, you know. Frustrated, we just want to go at it, you know.
What do you feel like is the easiest thing to fix immediately?
The easiest thing?
Yeah, is the easiest thing to fix based off of with this game and maybe the Providence game and some of the losses that you've had. What's the easiest thing to take from those games that you can fix?
I just feel like execution, you know, like in defense, like a tight shell, you know. Like I feel like we were talking about, like we have to have like our heel on the threes, you know. Like we just don't want to be spread up in defense, you know. And offensively, we just got to keep moving the ball, you know, like just make a simple play, you know. Because that's what we've been talking about, you know, because that's on our control, you know. Like just keep moving the ball, you know, and just make the right play, you know.
Look, the good news is the conference season is so young and you've got so many games left to find that rhythm. And you guys looked so good against Arizona State. Do you almost have to chalk that up to, look, it was a really bad game, but let's not sit and focus on that too much. We know we're a good team and let's go out and show it against Texas Tech.
No, definitely. You know, like I feel like the whole team know that, you know, we got all the keys and in that team, you know, like we got like a lot of good weapon, you know, like a lot of talent, you know. I feel like we know that, you know, we're just not going to sit and feel sorry for ourselves about the Houston game, you know. Like that's just our mindset, you know. Yeah, that game was super ugly and we got embarrassed, but we're not going to let that affect what can happen tomorrow, you know. Like we're just going to go and just because we're actually good, you know, we got to believe it. And we just got to go prove it tomorrow again, you know.
Texas Tech took both games last season, one in the regular season, and I know you guys felt like you should have won that game in Lubbock, and then one in the Big 12 tournament. What do you remember from those games last year against the Red Raiders?
Man, it was just, I feel like I just wouldn't miss a shot, you know, especially Papa Isaac, you know, like it was just, man, everything is sure just going, you know. Like this year, we just know, you know, like they got some really good shooter, you know. We just gonna make sure, you know, like whenever they catch a ball, someone is right there in their face, you know. Like we're just not gonna let them keep going, you know. That's just the mindset, you know. Like that's the same thing happened to us last year, you know. Like we just have them get it going, you know, and we wouldn't miss any anymore, you know. So we're just not gonna let that happen this year.
You know, you mentioned how they were just hitting every shot. Well, they've kind of carried that over to this year. They're the number one team in the nation in field goal percentage. At just over 51%. From a defensive standpoint, how do you slow down a team that shoots so efficiently like that?
Yeah, it's still the same defense, shell defense, you know. Like, we all just got to be hit inside the three, you know. Like, just helping each other and stand to seal, you know. Like, just all the thing, you know. Let's just not get any guys wide open, you know. At least if they're a shooter, you know, you got to run off them with shooters, you know, make them dribble, you know. I think so that's more like a mind goal, you know. You cannot just let them get a catch, you know, and shoot it, you know. Our goal is to make them drive, make them put the ball on the floor, you know.
You guys are a completely different team than what you guys were last year, and they obviously have to adjust to the new players that you have. How do you guys feel you can attack them and make them sort of play your game?
Yeah, we just, you know, like the same thing we talk about, like our talent, you know, and just how we're just going to be able to play freedomly, you know, and just play, make it easy play for your teammate, you know, because we got a lot of unselfish guys in this team, you know. Like, we all trying to play for each other, you know. We just trying to, like, have the mindset, you know, to just 0.5 seconds, you know, to just keep moving the ball, you know. So that's just the goal, you know. Like, we just trying to run over those guys through the gym, you know, tomorrow.
For you personally, having been on this team last year that went through the first year in the Big 12, how much more confident are you going into this second year simply because you went through an entire Big 12 season already and you kind of know what to expect? How much has that changed how you view these conference games this year?
It's definitely, you know, like, because my mindset is always, it's not going to be easy. There is never going to be an easy night anymore, you know. Like, right, you know that, like, there won't be any surprises, you know, because you already know every single game can be like a dogfight, you know. So, like, having that mindset, I'm just ready, you know, like, for whatever, because I just know it's not going to be easy, you know. So, like, mentally, I'm just ready for it, you know. Like, I just know it's just not going to be easy, you know, like, none of the other, it's just not going to be easy. So, I'm just excited and just say, okay, they're not going to make it easy on you. You're not going to make it easy on them, too, you know. So, it's just going to be a dogfight online, you know.
Should be a fun one. All right, Foose, last question. I want to move from BYU men's basketball to BYU women's basketball. And I want to ask you about a certain player that will be playing for the women's team, and that would be your sister. And I know she's been dealing with a lot of injuries that's kept her from being able to get back out on the court as quickly as she would want. How excited are you, even though you won't be here,
yeah,
how excited are you for her to be in Provo and representing BYU just like you did?
No, I'm actually super excited about it. No, I'm just super proud, you know. Like, another, I know I'm gonna be gone, but she's gonna be able to represent BYU, you know. So I'm just excited, you know. I'm just actually super excited for her, you know. It's gonna be, yeah, definitely BYU gonna love her, you know. I'm just super excited for her journey, you know.
Is there any sibling rivalry there? Like, who's the better basketball player? I mean, do you guys get into any of that stuff?
Well, I think so. She already know I'm the better one, you know. But she just don't, you know. Like, nah, it's actually cool, you know. I'm actually super excited about her. You know? I wish I could be here to watch her, you know, but I guess we'll see there, you know.
Bruce, thank you so much for taking a few minutes. Good luck against the Red Raiders.
Yeah, let's go. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Funny story about the end of that interview, by the way. So I didn't realize ahead of time who I was going to get, and it turned out that I was able to get Foose for the pregame interview yesterday. So I thought, you know, I haven't asked him about his sister. So I'm gonna ask him about his sister and get his thoughts on her coming to and being able to play with BYU women's basketball next season. And so obviously you heard his answer there. Well, when I go to women's basketball practice today, guess who for the first time I see at practice? Miriam Traore. So it was just funny that I just sort of asked that question on a whim, And then today, the very next day, I see her at practice. And the good news is, as I mentioned, she's set to play for BYU women's basketball next season. She is actually enrolled and will start school tomorrow. So she is here. She is on campus. She did not participate in practice. She was just there. But she will begin school tomorrow, and then she will work her way into being able to be available for all the off-season stuff and then be ready for the 25-26 season. So I thought that was both interesting and just sort of funny that I happened to ask him about his sister, who I had never met and had not seen at practices before. And then today, after asking him, there she was. So that's also an update on Miriam Traore. But I know that that Foos, as he mentioned, very, very proud of his sister to be able to carry on that legacy of the Traores here at BYU. All right, coming up next, we'll head to the Marriott Center for our courtside conversation with Mark Durant. Cougar Pregame Live continues in just a moment on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Jason Shepherd with more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Getting you ready for the Cougars and the Red Raiders at the Marriott Center, which is where we will go right now and join former BYU basketball player. He is our radio analyst, and he's everybody's good friend. He is Mark Durant. Hello, Mark.
I am everybody's friend, but you and I are special friends, Jason.
We are very good friends, and I have missed talking to you, and it is good to hear your voice.
I was worried about you traveling across the country from Cincinnati to West Virginia. That's a long drive. I thought, well, he's driving that? I went on my mission to Cincinnati. That's a long drive, brother.
So here was the alternative was getting up at 4 a.m. Eastern time the next morning, flying to Atlanta, flying to Pittsburgh, and then driving an hour, or after the game Saturday, just getting in the rental car and driving 4 hours.
Listen, there's no easy way to get to Morgantown unless you're chartering in, I guess.
Yeah. All right, let's get to a BYU men's basketball. The Houston game was very much like the loss to Providence. Were you as despondent after Saturday's loss as you were with the loss to the Friars?
Well, it was kind of a different feel. I mean, in Providence, I thought this is crazy because BYU's doing a lot of good things, but they're just it's just not working out for them. And some of the numbers that you would think you'd see in a win, they were getting them. The offense was doing fine, but it just got away from BYU. But Houston was just the throttling. I mean, they were never really in it and never looked good on either end of the floor. And the numbers reflected what the game was. It was just a butt kicking. And so it was just kind of a weird feeling, and it was almost like BYU is just outmatched here, and so I'm not too upset about it. I kind of Providence, I thought, well, that's a game BYU should win. I think BYU is good enough to win this game, but Houston was just overwhelmingly good, and that's not to say BYU can't get better or can't compete against Houston, but that day at Houston, they were just so much better. They were so aggressive. That I'd never seen a defense like that before. There was just no breathing room for BYU, and that, as a result, they got a little bit flustered and rattled, and then they got behind, and so you get even more. You start to press even more and do things that you normally wouldn't otherwise do and commit turnovers you normally otherwise wouldn't. So after a while, I'm just like, wipe your hands of this one and go back home and see if you can get back on track again at home. And I think this is a great opportunity to put that one in the rearview mirror and look forward to the season because it's a long season and games like that will happen. You saw it in the conference, so many big wins in the conference by teams. And so that's going to happen from time to time with as good as these teams are. They get hot, they get confident, especially at home, and it can get away from you very quickly.
After every loss, you hear, and I've even said it a couple of times in the previous segment, after a loss, you're looking to bounce back, and you're certainly looking to bounce back after a loss like the game in Houston. In your opinion, what does bouncing back tonight look like?
Well, over Christmas, I watched Rudolph, and the thing about Bumbles, Jason, did you know what the thing is about Bumbles?
They bounce.
They bounce, and sometimes in this league, you got to be Bumbles. You just got to bounce back. You fell off the cliff. Now you bounce back, and And so that's what this team is looking to do. And I think a bounce back to me means a win, for one. I mean, that's kind of obvious, but BYU really needs to win this game. I mean, this is a Texas Tech team that is kind of very similar to BYU, kind of same spot in the conference. I think you're kind of competing against – this is the kind of team that you're competing against. And so you don't – you want to make sure when you have them on your home floor in this league that you win those games. You win your home games. And when you don't win a home game, it really puts you behind the eight ball a little bit. You got to make it up somewhere. It was so hard to do on the road to make up road wins. And so this is a game that BYU, I think, should win just in general. And then you think about, well, what happens if they don't win? Well, they're 1-2. They had a terrible loss on the road. Then you got to go back on the road. Maybe you're 1-3 because you have to go to TCU on the road where you haven't played well. And it just kind of, that's a frightening prospect. And I think this team needs to be confident. I need to think they need to play with some swagger and feel good about themselves. And so that a win tonight would go a long way to do that. And then you're in a much better headspace going into the weekend against TCU.
All right, let's focus in on this Texas Tech team. Obviously, there's the shooting numbers, the shooting percentage, both the regular field goal percentage, their effective field goal percentage. It's legit crazy how good it is. How do you slow it down?
Well, it's a little frying pan into the fire type deal with BYU. They go from the number one defense in the country to the number one offense in the country in back-to-back games. So, yeah, a different challenge for BYU. One thing obviously you're going to have to do is to keep pace. And hopefully BYU can do that offensively, knock down a lot of threes. You know, Texas Tech shoots a lot of threes. BYU generally averages more threes made. I think that's going to have to play out tonight, that even if Texas Tech shoots well, BYU's got to match them with threes made. And obviously they got to play better defense. I think they had a slip up. They had been playing really good defense, especially guarding the three in the last month or so. And they had a slip up against Houston, but I think that was just part of the fog of war in that one that, it just got out of hand. And Houston started just feeling good and lighting it up. But I'm optimistic that the defense will take the challenge. Like I've said, Jason, whenever we played it against a team that was like the top of the country in something, rebounding, offense, defense, whatever, I always liked it because I thought this is our chance to really show what we can do and stop them in what they do best. If you can stop a team at what they do best, then it's a cool feeling and you probably win. Now, I don't know what it means necessarily to stop a team. I mean, you want to keep them under their season averages, I guess would say, offensively, and that would probably be a good sign that you've done a good job and will probably win the game. But I always loved it. I love playing against good teams and teams that were the best at something because I wanted to see how we could do against the best. And they didn't do such a great job against Houston's defense, so now is a chance to prove themselves on the other end of the court.
Okay, before I go, I'm going to ask you a favor. Since you brought up the Bumble, at some point during the bride, I'm going to give you two options, so you can choose whichever one you would like. I would like you to work into your analysis either the Island of Misfit Toys or Hermie the Elf. One of the two. If you could work into the broadcast somehow, that would mean a lot to me, okay?
Well, I think I'm a professional broadcaster, so that's not a problem. I mean, there's a lot of comparisons I can think of between Greg and Hermie the Elf.
Oh, boy.
So that's an easy one. And I'll see what I can do about the Island of Misfit Toys. You know, I thought those toys were awesome. I mean, I thought those are the kind of toys I want. I don't want the regular toy. I want the misfit ones.
All right. It's good to know around Christmas time next year. I'll remember
that. King, the Lion King.
I know.
How cool is that?
I know.
They got their own island. What are they complaining about?
That's what I'm saying. Got their own island. Who wouldn't want an island? All right, Mark. Thank you.
All right, brother. See you.
There we go. The great Mark Durant. Go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. One more time out. We'll come back, get you a couple of scores, and then we'll send you back to the Marriott Center for the game, which will be tipping off in about 40 minutes. Greg and Mark will take you the rest of the way, but we got one more segment with me, and it's coming up next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
We with more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live. Here's Jason Shepherd.
All right, let's get you some quick Big 12 scores. A couple of games already underway. Arizona at number 21, West Virginia, where I was over the weekend. Wildcats with a 10-point lead over the Mountaineers, 57-47, 11:20 to go in the second half. First half action in Ames, it's Utah leading Iowa State 19-17. That game obviously still early in Ames. Elsewhere, Cincinnati at Baylor, it's the Bears with a 6-point advantage at 21-15, and Oklahoma State leading K-State 22-18. Those are your Big 12 scores. We'll get to more in the Big 12 as well as top 25 action. Plus, Utah State is playing tonight. That doesn't get underway until 8 o'clock. So lots to get to coming up during Cougar Halftime Live. But next, we'll get you back to the Marriott Center for the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show with Greg Wrubell. You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Zions Bank, for all your personal and business banking needs, Zions Bank is for you. Let's take you courtside and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good evening, Cougar basketball fans, and welcome courtside inside the Marriott Center here in Provo, Utah, as tonight the BYU Cougars host their first home game of the new year. It's BYU taking on Texas Tech here at the Marriott Center for the first time in 32 years. Last time the Red Raiders played here, BYU was a winner with Mark Durant coming off the bench to play 21 strong minutes as the Cougs rallied from down at halftime for a double-digit win. That was back in 1993. My name is Greg Wrubell. I'll have your play-by-play call tonight, joined by the aforementioned former BYU hoopster, Mr. Mark Durant. Mark, BYU played its opening week of Big 12 basketball on opposite ends of the spectrum. Last week, a 20-point home win over Arizona State, a 31-point road loss at Houston. So maybe the question this week is, will the real BYU please stand up?
Yeah, well, their chances of winning that game were pretty slim, and their play was a little bit shady, so I can see that. I mean, it was obviously really, really bad in that game, and it's hard to know how much stock to put in that. It reminds me of the old movie Twins, Greg. I mean, my references now are getting too old for the young people, but Twins, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito, they were twins, but obviously looked very different, but kind of in the same genetic makeup, but the one was this Arnold Schwarzenegger and one was Danny DeVito.
And it's kind of like you and me courtside.
Well, you know, I didn't want to go there, but since you brought it up, yeah. And so BYU has looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger at times. I mean, they look fantastic. They beat Arizona State by 20, and then they go to Houston and Danny DeVito. So they got to figure out who they are and try and find a way to bring out their inner Arnold every game, especially on the road, because that's when it really is tough mentally. And I need more on the road, especially from the guys that have been there. Trevin, I thought, played well, but Richie and Dallin and Foose, those guys need to be the rock on the road that makes it so those kind of games don't happen. And so I expect more from those guys, and in the future I think we'll see it. But it starts tonight at home, where they have been good, but this will be a real challenge against Texas Tech.
Indeed, it will. My pregame conversation with BYU head coach Kevin Young about just that is coming up next as the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show continues on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young as we return to the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show. Here's Greg Wrubell.
All right, so tonight it is a pair of 10-3 teams squaring off. BYU and Texas Tech also each 1-1 in Big 12 play. The Red Raiders last week following a home loss to UCF with a resounding win at Utah. BYU won at home and then lost on the road. Tonight's game, the seventh all-time meeting between BYU and Texas Tech. BYU 2-0, though, here in Provo. Red Raiders have won the last three meetings overall, sweeping BYU last season, comeback win in Lubbock, and then a decisive win at the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City. Time now for my pregame conversation with BYU head coach Kevin Young, presented by Zions Bank. For all of your personal and business banking needs, visit us online at zionsbank.com.
ZionsBank.com or stop by your local Zions Bank branch to meet with a banker in person. Let us show you all the ways Zions Bank is for you. And tonight, Coach Young talks about his team going from facing the top defensive field goal percentage team in the country in Houston on Saturday to facing the nation's number one offensive field goal percentage team, Texas Tech, on Tuesday.
Great start to the year, shooting the ball at a high clip. McMillan's really shooting it extremely well, as is Anderson, and then Williams is a handful, and Toppin's playing very well. So, and they do a nice job in terms of schematic. They're organized, they're spaced, and they run good actions.
Not super fast tempo wise, but hyper efficient.
Yeah, very. I think that speaks to their, like I said, their spacing and their organization offensively. So we'll have to be dialed in on the defensive end.
Some of these teams you wanted to just keep off the line. This isn't one of those teams. Free throws aren't a big part of their game right now.
Yeah, shot makers, so yeah. We're going to have to do a great job of contesting the three. Williams can get to his spots down in the kind of mid post, and then, Toppin kind of does a little bit of everything down in and around the paint. He's a guy that can post up. He's really effective rebounding and getting put back, so we got to keep him off the glass.
After a tough home loss for them, impressive the way they went to Utah and took care of business.
Yeah, they did. Central Florida game was, 20-point game, and they came back. So you got some momentum there and then carried it to Utah and handled those guys. So, hopefully them being on the road for a while, plays into our hands.
Okay. How do you like the way you guys have come back from the weekend and gotten back to work this week?
It's been a good week. Obviously, took one on the chin in Houston, led by me. No one played or coached well, so we're all, chopping at the bit to right those wrongs. And, feel like, I think our group's been good in terms of learning from losses. You can obviously still learn through winning, but obviously it stings more when you lose. So we were able to dial in on a couple of key things on both ends of the floor, mainly physicality and rebounding on the defensive end, mm-hmm. and then, contesting threes, which will carry over tonight. Both those things will. And then offensively, I thought we, got a little bit away from ourselves on the offensive end. I want to scale but things back a little bit in terms of how much I'm coaching offensively. I want Dallin and Yegor to be a bit more in control out there and kind of play a little bit more free, and hopefully that allows them to be a bit more aggressive.
It was only a week ago you were winning a game by 20 on this floor, so we've seen a lot of up and down results early.
No question. Houston, they do to a lot of teams. It obviously wasn't a 20 or 30 point game. It was closer than that, and then they pushed it out. But that game's in the past, and we're looking to bounce back. That Arizona State game was a great win for us, and so hopefully we'll look more like the team that we were that night.
All right, hope so, Coach. Thanks for the preview. We'll talk to you post game.
Thank you.
That is BYU head coach Kevin Young leading us into tonight's Keys to the Game, brought to you by your local Ford stores. BYU basketball built Ford proud. Mark Durant, keys for the Cougs against Texas Tech. What do you think?
Well, we talked about that vaunted offense. They shoot about 52% from the field, 40% from three. I think you need to be about 5 percentage points below those two, so get them below their average numbers. And then I'd like to see BYU reestablish its identity on the boards, and I want to see a +5 on the offensive boards in this one.
+5 in offensive rebounds.
That's right.
All right. Heading into the break, we remind you to go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show coming up next, live from the Marriott Center in Provo on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. The Cougar Tip-Off Show is also brought to you by the BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Also brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Let's head live to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Once again, Cougar Nation, welcome back courtside at the Marriott Center, where tonight it's BYU taking on Texas Tech. Both teams looking for a 2-1 start to conference play. BYU playing for a 15th consecutive home win and an 8th straight Big 12 win here in Provo. BYU last lost a league game in this building on January 23rd of last year. This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you for play-by-play and commentary. Our studio host is Jason Shepard. Coordinating producer Terry South, control board board operators and editors are Seth Larson, James Finlayson, and Maya Tippetts. Our BYU radio engineer is Barry Squires. BYU's last game did not go really well, as we've talked about. Houston led wire to wire and waxed BYU 86-55 on the weekend. Of course, BYU was not alone in getting blown out in week one of league play. Half of the 16 games were decided by 19 points or more, and then TCU lost at Houston last night by 19. Kevin Young not overreacting to one loss, certainly, going with the same starting lineup, for example, against Texas Tech, but he certainly needs to see more from his team. We heard about it a moment ago with Coach, more than he saw Saturday in Houston.
Yeah, I don't feel like I need to see a different lineup, but what I'd like to see is maybe some different wrinkles. I mean, what you have to do as a coach, and I'm sure Coach Young is doing it, by the way, is scout your own team. I mean, if teams are kind of figuring out ways to negate Yegor Damon, because they're really putting pressure on him, double-teaming him out front, baiting the passes. Now, they know he's going to make crazy passes, so they're almost baiting it, and they know he's not going to hurt him up in the paint unless he gets to the rim, which he does a couple of times, but not enough to really be concerned about. So what I'd like to see is a couple of wrinkles. Maybe have Down the Hall take that point and put Yegor in different places where he can get different catches and different looks, just some different looks so teams can't just to scout you and take away those kind of things, and maybe some different combinations. I like the Kaba-Foose combination there, see what that does. But just, you know, you don't have to change everything in a loss like that, but it's always good to continually do different things and different wrinkles to keep teams on their toes.
Coming up next, we'll hear from Texas Tech radio play-by-play man Jeff Haxton. As we go to break, we remind you that BYU basketball is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show continues after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. See your Utah Hyundai dealers, proud partner of BYU Athletics, getting you set for BYU and Texas Tech. Red Raiders have played in five of the last six NCAA tournaments. After last season's Big Dance appearance, head coach Grant McCaslin talked about his team needing to get better defensively, and maybe they are marginally improved on that side of the floor, but this year's Red Raiders are the best shooting team right now in college basketball. Here's Texas Tech radio play-by-play man Jeff Haxton on how that's happened.
That's a great question. It's hard to still, even though it's been, you know, Beard, Adams, and now McCaslin since I've been there, the differences have been pretty massive with McCaslin in comparison to the Adams and Beard tree that they came off of course, with Bobby Knight. But they are just so skilled and shoot the ball so well, and their actions that they've been able to put together really benefit one another. The pick and roll has been amazing for this team. Mm-hmm. And then as far as just, you know, being able to hit threes, I'm just glad to say bang, guns up, three ball. I don't really know how it happens, but I'm thrilled that it is.
And Chance McMillan, here more than a dozen games into the year, is still above 50% from the arc.
It's amazing, yeah. And the word for this team has been efficiency. They are so efficient. Now, they have been the opposite of that many a times, especially in the losses on the defensive end. We saw them give up 87 points at home to UCF and score 83 on their end with only hitting three three-pointers. So the three wasn't going down. 3 for 16, but still scored 83 points. So massively efficient on the offensive end, still trying to find their identity on the defensive end.
Good bounce back for Texas Tech. Utah may not have the best team in the league, but to go from losing a home game to winning on the road early is a good sign for Texas Tech.
It was massively needed, and we saw them bounce back in a really good way. And at that point, you're in the Big 12, you're on the road, you really don't care who it is. I mean, Utah could jump up and beat Iowa State tonight, who knows? So just to go out there and play the way that they did, quiet the home crowd and have some fun doing it, they really played well.
Got two looks at BYU last year, one at your place, great comeback, and then, of course, the win in Kansas City. Thoughts on this team coming into the Marriott Center for the first time in a long time?
They are extremely excited, obviously, about this. We've been gone since Friday. Mm-hmm. been able to really team bond. That's what Coach Grant McCaslin said. You know, just a lot of extra time together and not having a game kind of stalking you, so to speak, just to where they could get together as guys. And we'll see if they've got the wherewithal to be gone that long, to play at the elevation, to play in front of this great crowd, and all those things will be a factor here tonight. But I know they're really, really excited to play this game.
Max, always good to see you. Thank you for this. And we'll it's a one-shot deal this year again, so we'll see you in Kansas City.
Checking this one off. Thanks, Greg.
That is Texas Tech radio broadcaster Jeff Haxton. BYU fans, make a fast break to the new Doug Smith Kia in Linden for a huge selection of new and used cars like the all-electric EV6 or the 8-passenger Telluride. Doug Smith next to Home Depot in Linden. The Cougar Tip-Off Show continues after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's head back courtside and rejoin Greg Wrubell.
BYU and Texas Tech. BYU just inside the top 50 in net. Texas Tech top 25. Quad 1 game for BYU. Cougs still looking for their first quad 1 win of the season. BYU's 0-2 in Q1. Mark, after Kevin Young got this job and immediately brought in some eye-opening talent, many observers kind of penciled BYU in for the NCAA tournament, but BYU's got some work to do to get into the bracket. The Big 12 gives you a lot of quad one opportunities, but you got to win your share.
I think people are realizing that, five-star recruits and big-name recruits are awesome, but these are still 18-year-old kids, and it's going to be a process for them to get better. And I think they'll get there, and as Yegor and Cannon and others get better, and I think they'll be where they need to be by the end of it all, but right now it's a process.
Final words on the Cougar Tip-Off Show coming your way next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on. Here's Greg Wrubell.
All right, they're getting set for BYU and Texas Tech just moments away. BYU shooting a pretty good number at the three-point line, Mark, 36%. Opponents are at 35%, so BYU's out shooting the opponents percentage-wise. But here's a crazy number. BYU allows the third highest percentage of opponent points on threes. More than half of BYU's opponents have made double-digit threes against BYU this year.
Well, that's not a great stat, but it has been getting better up until maybe Houston.
They had 16 threes.
Yeah, I mean, that was that. A lot of aberrations in that one, but I think they're getting better at it. We'll need to be great tonight against one of the best three-point shooting teams in the country.
Yeah, 40% from the arc, 52% overall. The number one field goal percentage team in the country, Texas Tech, top 10 in three-point percentage, number one in effective field goal percentage. Really good offense after seeing a really good defense on the weekend. All right, tip-off of BYU and Texas Tech is coming right up. This has been the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar fans, it's time to play BYU basketball.
Skip pass goes to Cannon for a wide-open three, and that's good.
Play-by-play coverage of BYU basketball is brought to you by All-Pro Capital Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garth, We Hear You, and by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. This is BYU basketball.
Yegor for three. That's good! Top of the key three. Yegor Demi.
On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You are listening to BYU basketball on BYU Radio.
Starting lineups brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. For Texas Tech, at the point, number 3, Elijah Hawkins. At the 2, number 0, Chance McMillan. At the 3, number 24, Kerwin Walton. At the four, number five, Darian Williams. And starting center for Texas Tech is number 15, JT Toppin. Red Raiders 10-3 overall, 1-1 in league, 1-0 in true away games. Grant McCaslin, second year in Lubbock, 11th year overall. His record with the Red Raiders, 33-14. His overall record is 244-103. The Red Raiders, the visitors, the home team, the BYU Cougars, introduced to you now by Mark Durant.
At the point guard, number three, Yegor Demin, 6'9", freshman out of Moscow. At the two is number 30, Dallin Hall, 6'4", junior from Plain City, Utah. Your small forward is number 15, Richie Saunders, 6'5", junior from Riverton. At the four is number six, Cannon Catchings, the freshman out of Brownsburg, Indiana. At the five spot, the big fellow, the man in the middle, number 13, Kava Keita, 6'9", junior from Bamako, Mali. That's your starting five for the 10-3 Cougars, 8-0 here in the Marriott Center. 1-1 in Big 12 conference play, coached by head coach Kevin Young.
Yeah, BYU playing for its 15th straight home win and an 8th consecutive Big 12 home win. Time now for the opening tip-off, brought to you by the BYU Salt Lake Center. Earn credits toward your bachelor's degree right in the heart of Salt Lake City. Learn more at slc.byu.edu. It is time for the BYU Salt Lake Center tip-off. Tonight's officials are Bert Smith, Roger Ayers, and Ray Natili. BYU in white with royal blue, and Texas Tech in the road reds with white and black trim. BYU and Texas Tech meeting for the first time since Mark Durant was a BYU Cougar. It was back on December 17th, 1993. You and the Cougars came back from down at halftime to win 84-74.
Yeah, I think we shot pretty well in that game. BYU will need to do that again here against Texas Tech. You have to have a mindset. I know when I played, we felt like we could beat anybody in this building, and I think this team has that same mindset and needs to get this one here today.
BYU shot 60% in that game. Randy Reed led the Cougs with 26 points.
My man Randy, he could light it up. He could fill it up. Yeah, that was a good night from the field.
All right, here we go. It'll be Kava Keita and JT Toppin for the opening tap-in. Toppin from Dallas, Texas, the New Mexico transfer. In fact, he was the Mountain West Conference Freshman of the Year with the Lobos, averaging 19 points and 10 rebounds a game. He's been outstanding. All right, yeah. BYU wins the opening tap-in. Dallin Hall will bring it from back to front, right to left, as we see it and you hear it. Cannon Catchings opens things up on the right side of the floor. High to Richie, down low Yegor. Yegor right to the rim, took a foul on his way to the hoop, and he'll get two free throws early. 15 seconds in.
I like that, Greg. Automatically, he got a touch where we haven't seen him get a touch all year, and a nice set play to start this game to get him a look down low.
A really nice look, and Darian Williams picks up the early shooting foul. It'll put Yegor at the line. Yegor is 67% on his free throws, but shooting him better of late. That's now 17 for his last 21 at the free throw line.
Yeah, and, you know, no disrespect to Texas Tech, but they're not the defensive team Houston is. And sometimes when you go against a buzzsaw, as the second free throw is good, then you play a new team, it's almost everything slows down so much because you're not having to face that Houston.
The Cougars scored the first two.
Yeah, he starts in his zone.
Straight away, Elijah Hawkins, right wing McMillan. A bounce pass, short corner right to Toppin. Toppin sends high to Hawkins. Hawkins runs Catchings into a screen. Catchings recovers. Now Dallin on the switch, going over the screen to stay with Hawkins. Pass goes right wing Williams. He'll jump into the paint and travel
that's
with
travel,
it. Turn it over.
Great help there from Dallin. He came down, and Williams beat his man, but Dallin jumps in front, causes the travel.
Cougar basketball brought to you by Delta Airlines. Delta, the official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. So BYU, a 2-0 lead, the early Texas Tech turnover, and the Cougs' second possession.
Dallin is kind of starting the point with Yegor going down to the wing.
Cannon Catchings will drive, float, and score! Baseline right! Cannon Catchings makes it 4-0 BYU.
Good quick first step baseline.
Really solid start for the home team. 1 minute and 2 seconds in. Little slip screen and a roll out to Toppin, but he's fouled on his way to the rim. So Toppin took the pass, took it to the 10, and took a hit as the shot spun out. So two free throws for JT Toppin, a 71% free throw shooter. And the foul's on Kava Keita. So Keita picks up BYU's first. Was that right, Mark?
Well, I mean,
I think it was Cannon Catchings.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't 1-3, but I could figure out.
Yeah.
What it was.
With the switch to the higher jersey numbers, sometimes the hand signals get a little discombobulated. So it was a 5 and a 1 for a 6.
You were dealing Richie or Cannon, and they go with Cannon.
So Catchings picks up the foul. The free throw good by Toppin. Second, no good. So 1 for 2 on the trip for JT Toppin. Kata grabs the rebound off the miss. And Dallin Hall in four court looking down the barrel. BYU 4, Texas Tech 1. 1 minute and 15 seconds in. Here at the Marriott Center, Richie Saunders takes a hip check up top, no call. Left wing Hall. Dallin, stripe extended left side. A nice drive and kick. Catchings will fake a pass, drive it, lean back and miss it, but he'll get fouled, and then more free throws for BYU. So Cannon aggressively going down the right baseline. He did so for 2 points earlier, and now he does for a foul against JT Toppin. So Toppin picks up his first. The Red Raiders have their second. And going to the free throw line for a second time tonight is BYU. Yegor Demon was 2 for 2. We'll see if his fellow freshman can do the same. And the answer is no. Cannon Catchings, who is an under 50% free throw shooter, misses the first of two. BYU 4 and Texas Tech 1.
Well, automatically, we're seeing Dallin Hall handle the ball out front. The offense is the second free throw's missed, but fight for it. Texas Tech comes away with it. But we're seeing Dallin kind of run the show. And Yegor, I like that, just mixing it up a little bit.
Cannon Catchings is now 12 for 27 on his free throws on the year.
That was kind of a hit. The first one short, so he gave the second one too much off the back iron.
Overton checks in and misses a three from the right wing. An offensive rebound to Texas Tech. A strip, though, by Kaba Kata, and the Cougs will take it away. They've checked in already. Kevin Overton and Federico. Yegor will drive it. Take a hit, pass out of it to the top of the key. Hall, pull, fire, so it's in and out. Look good from three, but a miss for Dallin Hall and Texas Tech on the rebound. BYU 4, Texas Tech 1. The Red Raiders still no field goals and still no field goals. As the lob to Federico rims out. And Richie Saunders takes a hit on his way to the rim. Reverse lay-in, but wave it off. The foul comes on the floor before the reverse lay-in attempt. The foul will go against Kevin Overton, but BYU's got Texas Tech reaching and grabbing and fouling early, as we've already seen three players come off the bench for Grant McCasland, with Christian Anderson the latest. And so all eight rotation players have already played only 2 minutes and 20 seconds into this one. BYU 4, Texas Tech 1. It's a non-shooting foul. It'll be BYU baseline to the right of the Cougar bucket. And Yegor Demon will trigger. BYU 4, Texas Tech 1.
Well, it's an excellent start, but you almost feel already that BYU's leaving some points out on the floor. Want to strike while the iron's hot here.
Yegor, perimeter right, will drive it down the lane, kind of bobble it, and kick it out to Dallin Hall. 15-second shot clock, 17:30 first half game clock. Dallin to the top. Over the top of the screen is Hawkins, stays with Hall. The pass goes high to Catchings. Catchings, contested three, wide right. Offensive rebound, Kaba Kata bounces once, goes up, he's blocked, but he's fouled. Four fouls already on Texas Tech. It'll put Kaba at the line. And this will go against Federico, the Finnish native, transfer from Pittsburgh. So four Red Raiders, one foul apiece. Williams, Toppin, Overton, Federico. Four fouls for Texas Tech to one for BYU. Kaba Kata will shoot two with the Cougs up 4-1. BYU missing its last two free throws. And now missing three consecutive free throws as Catchings goes over two and Kaba misses.
Yeah, you got the guys actually, you don't necessarily want shooting free throws, shooting all of them, so it's not a great start from the free throw line, which he's been much better at lately, but struggling here.
Another 0 for 2. Four consecutive free throw misses. BYU basketball brought to you by Bailey's Moving and Storage. We help you manage moving so you can focus on making memories. BYU's up 4-1, should be a bigger lead. 17:05 to play here in the first half. Four consecutive free throw misses for BYU. Federico pivots near the top of the key. The hand to Hawkins. Hawkins, step back three to tie the game, knocks it down. Elijah Hawkins, a 33% three-point shooter, hits the first three for Texas Tech, and we're tied at four after BYU lets scoring opportunities go begging at the free throw line. Richie Saunders on the far side. We got a whistle away from play. What do we have? A warning on the Texas Tech bench.
Their coach is way down almost to the baseline, and the official maybe didn't like what he was hearing, or he came on the floor or something, gave him a warning.
16:45 to play here in the first half. 4-4 the score. Texas Tech is 1 for 3. BYU's 1 for 3. Cougs have already gotten to the line, free throw line, for six attempts, making two of six. Richie Saunders to the top. Richie will drive it down the lane. Wide open in the corner, Yegor short on the three. Offensive rebound, Cannon catching. Tied up, goes up with it anyway and scores it. Wow, indeed. He yanked it away and goes up for two.
That is the kind of aggression I like to see from Cannon. That was impressive.
6-4 the score. BYU on top by two. Darian Williams, short corner feed. Med Alley left, backing down on Saunders. The pass goes out to Hawkins, a repost to Williams. Sends back out to Hawkins for the lead from three. Strong on it. Cada grabs the rebound. That's four boards for Cada. He had one the entire game at Houston.
That's crazy. That's a crazy number.
Richie, penetration. Cut off on the left block. Sends a pass out to Dallin Hall. Three-point land left. BYU 6, Texas Tech 4. Under 16-minute media timeout coming on the whistle. Dallin out to Yegor, left wing. Crossover, Yegor drive, bounce pass Cava. Cava up and in! Off the assist from Yegor Demet. And the Cougs take an 8-4 lead.
That was a great crossover to get into the paint from Yegor, and then he makes a pass that only he can make.
We'll call that an early money moment of the game for BYU, brought to you by All Pro Capital. Federico up top. Left wing, Elijah Hawkins. He'll drive it to the elbow. Stop left junction. Pass goes out to Anderson. Anderson, three-point range left. He'll drive it, float it, lob it up, and throwing it down, tapping it down, really, is Federico. The All-Pro Capital money moment of the game, brought to you by All-Pro Capital. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All-Pro Capital celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. Yegor creating and missing a lay-in off the back of the rim. 8-6, BYU by two.
Looked like the backboard was hit or something. Could have been a goaltend.
Anderson, three-pointer, and the lead spins out. Rebound, Dallin Hall. He had no rebounds at Houston. Picks up an early carom. Dallin, change of speed, little stutter step, stripped on the drive. And here comes Texas Tech the other way. Two on one, cross-court McMillan. McMillan stops left block, hand out Federico. Corner three off the assist from Federico. Three-pointer good in the right corner. And Texas Tech takes the lead on Elijah Hawkins' second three-point bucket. 9-8 Red Raiders.
Dallin had a great move. I thought it was going to be a layup, but he just got picked at the last second. I like his aggression.
Damon flashing low, lays it up and in. Little high-low action. And the Cougs retake the lead 10-9.
Nice cut to the basket. That's another thing we haven't seen a lot from Yegor, and it works to BYU's advantage.
The assist to Cabe Cada on that play. Christian Anderson, 1 foot fadeaway from 10 feet, knocks it down. Christian Anderson, averaging 9 a game, scores 2 off the bench early, and it's Texas Tech back in front, 11-10. Three lead changes early in this one. Yegor, right wing, left side, Dallin. Dallin outside the three-point line, top to Richie. Pole, fire, missed from three, popped out. BYU's 0 for 4 from deep, and Texas Tech on the rebound. 11-10 Red Raiders, the cushion. Three-pointer left side, Williams, yep. And timeout, Kevin Young. 13:32 to go in the first half. We'll take a break. 14-10 Texas Tech. Solid start for BYU, but Texas Tech weathers the early storm and takes a two-possession lead. 14-10 Red Raiders, 13:32 to go till halftime on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, so welcome back to the Marriott Center, BYU and Texas Tech. 13:32 to play until halftime. The Red Raiders have a four-point lead. I mentioned before the game, Mark, that BYU allows the third highest percentage of opponent points on three-point field goals. And this game starts that way. Texas Tech has scored 14 points, 9 of them coming from the three-point line. Texas Tech 3 for 6 from deep, BYU 0 for 4. That's your difference maker.
There's some threes that, I mean, they're just going to happen. In transition or offensive rebound, they'll get an open look. But what you worry about, I think why Coach Kevin Young called a timeout so quickly, is threes they're getting against the half-court defense. And Yegor was on Williams, and Darren, he's a good shooter, had a great game against Utah. He's there, but he's not guarding the three. He's just there. And so you need to, on the catch, you need to get out so they can't shoot a three. And another time, Dallin went underneath the screen, leaving a wide-open shooter. So threes are going to happen, but in your defense, your half-court defense, you've got to get out on those shooters.
Tonight's basketball game is brought to you by Mutual. I'd like to thank Mutual for being an important part of our team at BYU Athletics. We'll see how BYU comes out of the timeout here. It'll be Fuseni Traore entering, Mawut Mag entering, Trevin Nell entering, Dawson Baker, I think, also checking in. So heavy-duty substitutions for BYU. The only starter staying on the floor is Dallin Hall. So with Trevin Nell checking in, he's now played in his 128th game at BYU, and that ties my broadcast partner Mark Durant for 18th all-time in games played at 128.
Well, good for Trevin. I mean, that says a lot about a player that plays in that many games for one school, and he's been playing really well, too, lately.
Dawson Baker high to Trevin. Trevin back to Baker, three-point land left. There goes a post-feed lob to Fuseni Traore. Fuse to the middle, single team, jump with the right hand, traveled.
I didn't see that. Just kind of banging with Texas Tech player Toppin, and didn't look like he did anything wrong there.
We've seen that 100 times.
Yeah.
For Foose, and that was a jump hook for a two-point game.
Yeah.
Instead, wipe it out, turnover, and now Texas Tech can play the lead by six or seven. Doubled out near the timeline is Anderson. Goes low to Toppin. Toppin's jump hook is missed, but an offensive rebound to Williams. Trevin Nell tries to yank it away from Darian Williams. It'll go to Texas Tech on the alternate possession arrow.
Yeah, when Kaba comes out, you lose some rebounding. BYU a little smaller, and Foose had to go out and contest the Toppin shot.
12:54 to play till the break. Doubled at the far boundary is Toppin. Pass to Anderson, falls down, and there's no travel there. Another tie-up, and this one will go to BYU on the arrow. So Cougs will come the other way, back to front, right to left, as we see it and you hear it. Texas Tech going left to right from our vantage point here in half number one. BYU doing the Texas two-step this week. Texas Tech tonight and TCU on Saturday in Fort Worth.
I think it ought to be an automatic travel. If you have your both hands on the ball and then you go to the ground, to me that's a travel.
Now is Christian Anderson seconds ago, not called. Foose hands off, Dawson Baker left wing. Dawson to the top, BYU looking for its first three still. 0 for 4 from 3, 0 for 5 from 3. Mawut Mag missing in the right corner. Texas Tech on the rebound. Elijah Hawkins down the barrel. BYU cannot find the range from the perimeter. And Texas Tech has three times in six tries. That's why the Red Raiders lead 14-10. BYU's also missed four free throws early in this one. Elijah Hawkins, stripe extended left side. He's got two threes. Low to Toppin. Toppin's jump hook skips off the iron. Rebounded by Trevin Nell. Outlet Dallin Hall. Cross court back to Trevin left side. Nell had four threes at Houston on Saturday. Foose up high. Foose to the right wing. Terminates. Hands off Mawut. Mawut Mag. Right wing Hall. Hall kicks it low to Foose. Foose single team to the middle. Pivoting in the paint, lobs it out to Dallin with a 10-second shot clock. Repost to Foose. Again, single-team coverage. Foose to the middle. Ducks back to the base. Little jump hook off the window. Good. For Fuseni Traore. And for Fuseni, those 2 points tie him for 37th in career scoring at 1,156 points. Toppin. Mid-alley right, sees a double, out to Anderson for three. Off the flange, rebound tapped out to Texas Tech, another offensive reset for the Red Raiders. 14-12, Texas Tech leading BYU by two. Kevin Overton, left wing. Right wing Hawkins for another three, heavy on this one. Rebound loose to near the BYU bench and off of BYU, it'll stay Texas Tech basketball. And there's no overrule on this. The official down the floor wasn't paying attention, and Texas Tech catches a break. All the BYU coaches jumped up immediately as if to say, you guys missed that one, and there's no help from any other official. Timeout on the floor, 11:02 to go till halftime. It'll be Texas Tech keeping the basketball extended possession. After this, Red Raiders by two, 14-12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here's Jason Shepherd with a scoreboard update.
We've got an upset tonight in the Big 12. Arizona, and this one wasn't even close. Arizona knocks off West Virginia in Morgantown. 75-56, down go the 21st-ranked Mountaineers. Here's a score that's probably a bit surprising. Oklahoma State leading K-State 50-30. Also, number three, Iowa State on top of Utah 47-38. Back over to the Marriott Center. Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell.
Thank you, Jason. So on Shep's note there, that now makes it 18 finals. There have been 18 games go final in the Big 12. More than half, 10 of the 18 games have been decided by 19 points or more. Lots of blowouts early in the Big 12.
Yeah, that wasn't our experience last year.
No, not at all.
Not our experience so far in this one. A pretty good even battle right now between these two teams. And
think this will be the third crack at this possession for Texas Tech. That usually is not does not bode well for BYU, but got to get those offensive rebounds.
BYU being doubled up on the offensive glass right now. 4-2, but Texas Tech without any second chance points at the moment. Federico's doubled off the inbounds, and it results in a turnover, and then BYU gives it right back.
Number four here.
Fourth look on the possession. Long three left side, heavy. There we go. Hey. Yegor Demin clears the glass. That will end the Texas Tech possession, and it was a long one. 10:40 to go in the first half. BYU down 2, 14-12. Trevin Nell, left wing, Yegor back in the game. Two-man game between Trevin and Yegor, left side. Mid-alley left for Yegor to the cutter. Mawut Mag, what an assist from Yegor Demin. Pumps the fist as Mawut lays it up and in and ties the game at 14.
You give Yegor a post touch that time and then let guys cut off. That's where he's at his best.
Straight away, JT Toppin. Toppin will let McMillan swing by, hand high to Christian Anderson. Christian Anderson, slip screen pass to Toppin. Right wing, Overton, runner. Yes, on the base right. Kevin Overton has got his first two, and Texas Tech back in front by two, 16-14.
Overton should be required to hit it off the window.
Dawson Baker will drive it down the lane, lean back and miss at the rim. Offensive rebound. Oh, no. Foose missed right at the rim. How does that not go? With that offensive rebound, Fusene Traore, though, ties Ken Roberts for all-time at BYU in career offensive rebounds with 268, but that should have been second-chance points.
Yeah, those are the ones you just have to have. I mean, no easier points than those right there.
McMillan, straight away Anderson. Texas Tech by two, 16-14. Large lead for either team has been four. Federico is contested by Mawut Mag in the paint, and Mawut got enough
such a
to
good
force
defender.
The miss.
Yeah.
Yegor will drive it. Scoop it, miss it. Offensive rebound, Foose up
there
and got it to go with the foul. A chance for a three-point play.
All is forgiven.
With that offensive rebound, Fusene Traore is now solo third in all-time offensive rebounds at BYU, passing up Ken Roberts. 9:22 to play until halftime. The game is tied at 16. BYU can play for a lead with Foose at the line, and Foose is an 86% free throw shooter at 25 for 29 on the year.
Yegor looks like a new man out there. He didn't get that to go, but that was a great move. Drew the Foose's defender over, so even if he misses it, it's an easy putback for Foose.
And Foose makes the free throw. BYU back in front. Cougar basketball brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires location. Big O Tires, the team you trust. 9:20 to go till the break, and BYU's back in front, 17-16. Good back-and-forth basketball here in Provo. Christian Anderson. High side, right side McMillan. Back to Anderson straight away. BYU zoning it defensively. Left wing, Overton. Right side McMillan. High to Anderson. Oh, and the post
speed
is kicked, unfortunately.
That was pretty high, almost on the knee. I don't know what the cutoff is.
So it'll stay Texas Tech basketball on the kick. 22nd clock and a 9:04 game clock. BYU by one.
Shouldn't have been a kick.
Fans got to look at the replays. You might be able to judge by the sound. Overton, guarded by Demin up high. Left corner, Williams for three. Strong on it. Rebound, Trevin Nell. Player lurking, but Trevin evades him. Gives to Yegor on the outlet. Demin for court. Down the barrel. Yegor left elbow. Step back three. Oh, no, he missed it. BYU's now 0-6 from deep. Still no threes for BYU. Texas Tech has three, but three of 10 from the three-point line. 17-16 Cougs. When will the lid come off from deep for BYU? Low is Federico, and he's free for the lay-in off the assist from Darian Williams. Federico has two buckets. 18-17, Texas Tech on top by two. By one, pardon me. Dawson Baker, scoreless on the left wing. To the bump. Down the lane, right corner Moe passing out of it to Trevin Nell for three. No, that's no good. BYU 0-7 from deep. And that's why the Cougars trail. Darian Williams, three-point land, angle left. Holds it out there for Chance McMillan. His penetration results in a foul and free throws after this. 7:55 to play until halftime. Texas Tech 18, BYU 17. It'll be two shots for Texas Tech after this break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen have been helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at siegfriedandjensen.com. Well, BYU doing some excellent work inside the three-point line. BYU 7 for 11 on its two-point field goal tries, but 0 for 7 outside the arc.
Yeah, obviously not a great start. They're getting looks, though. That's the most important thing. And BYU will start hitting them, and once they do, that could really open up this game. But you kind of hope Trevin was going to take the lid off there. He got a great look. But I like that BYU is getting good penetration. They're able to kick it to shooters, just got to knock them down.
Texas Tech coming into this game first nationally in field goal percentage, first in effective field goal percentage, seventh in scoring margin, 10th in offensive efficiency, 10th in three-point shooting, 11th in assist-to-turnover ratio, 12th in scoring, 14th in two-point shooting, 14th in assists per game, 17th in free throw percentage. Excellent offensive numbers across the board. BYU's down one to this very good offensive team. 18-17, Red Raiders lead the Cougs with 7:55 to play until halftime. BYU and Texas Tech meeting for the only time they will see each other this time or this regular season. Much as was the case last year, it was a one-shot deal, that game in Lubbock, this year's game in Provo. And, of course, the two teams met in Kansas City, where Texas Tech won comfortably in the quarterfinal round. Texas Tech has made five of the last six NCAA tournaments. 2008, 2018 Elite Eight, 2019 National Title Game, 2022 Sweet 16. All told, the Red Raiders have made 20 NCAA tournament appearances. We come back to free throws. Chance McMillan, who's scoreless in this game, but averages 16 points per game, shoots two free throws. Off the foul to Trevin Nell before the break, and McMillan knocks down the free throw for point number one on the night, and a lead of two for the Red Raiders. 19-17, Texas Tech on top. Look at Chance McMillan, now 27 of 28, 28 for 29 at the free throw line. That was his 27th and 28th consecutive free throws made. Yes, he's shooting 97-98% now from the free throw line.
Yeah, got good shooters, and a lot of them, a lot of guys averaging double figures on this Texas Tech team, and they score a lot of points.
20-17, Texas Tech leading it. Red Raiders averaging 87 points per game. BYU not too far behind, 83 a game, whistle away from play. And maybe a defensive foul on Texas Tech. Yep, it'll be Kevin Overton picking up his second. But the Red Raiders hadn't been whistled for a foul in a little bit. That's six on Texas Tech to two for BYU. 7:46 to play until the break.
Texas Tech is a team that doesn't get a lot of fouls. Don't go to the free throw line as much as most.
Two on Toppin, two on Overton now. Kaba Cater chases down the ball left wing. High to Dallin Hall. Cougars still looking for their first three-pointer of the night. 0 for 7. Trevin will drive it. Loft it high off the window because there was a shot blocker lurking, and the shot is missed. Off the offensive reset, Dallin Hall! Knocks down the long jumper. They weren't signaling three on that. Was it a long two?
I think it was a three. And
I saw no signal. They're going to look at it, but they're going to call it three on the scoreboard. So it's BYU's first three-pointer. BYU now 1 for 8 from deep, ties the game at 20. It's a Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer for BYU. And now Dallin Hall looking to yank it away from Federico, who fouls Dallin Hall. That's going to be number seven. That's going to be 1-1 at the other end for BYU. So a chance for BYU to take a lead. Dallin Hall, who seconds ago hit the Cougars' first three of the night, a chance to put BYU in front from the free throw line. Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics, sponsoring the Mountain America three-pointers, and BYU now 1 for 8 from deep, 20-20 the score, and Dallin can give the Cougs the lead at the stripe. Here he goes to the line. Dallin shooting 80% from the free throw line. Dallin at 12 for 15 on the year. Good clip. And a make there. So Dallin Hall now above 80%, 13 for 16 at the free throw line. And BYU in a nice little 4-0 spurt. Takes a 21-20 lead. BYU's large lead four. Texas Tech's large lead four. Here in a very evenly played first half. 7-11 to play till the break. Second for Dallin. Nope. Missed it wide right. BYU is 4 for 9 at the free throw line here in the first half. 21-20.
Ugly games from the line early in the season, but seem to have corrected that. But not tonight.
Right wing Williams will drive into Catchings, bounce it to
Richie
Toppin, and a block shot from Saunders. Down floor, Dallin Hall. Pirouettes at the perimeter, comes up and down with it, hands off to Cada, back to Dallin, top of the key. Dallin looks low, will now drive it around Williams. Lean back with the right hand and score it off the window. Dallin Hall with a driving lay-in. We'll call that a Zions Bank shot of the game. Dallin playing some good basketball here in the first half as BYU takes a 23-20 lead. The shot of the game brought to you by Zions Bank. For 150 years of helping you succeed, Zions Bank is for you. Dallin Hall driving and holding that right hand out, flipping it off the window for the score that gives the Cougs a three-point cushion.
Yeah, really a four-point swing there because Toppin looked like he had an easy dunk, and Richie came out of nowhere to block him from behind. Then you go down the other way, and Dallin with a sweeping one-handed finger roll off the board. He's had trouble sometimes this season finishing those layups, but there was nothing wrong with that one.
And Dallin was the player who took the lid off the basket from the perimeter seconds ago as well with that three. So Dallin with six now to lead BYU, and those 6 points actually tie for the game high-scoring lead. Elijah Hawkins with six for Texas Tech. It's BYU 23 and Texas Tech 20.
I just think Dallin's better with the ball in his hand, even when Yegor's on the floor. And we saw that early, that seemed to work much better. It's not to say Yegor can't run the point at times, but Dallin just seems to play better himself when he has the ball in his hands at the point.
Texas Tech racing it into forecourt with Elijah Hawkins. Faked inside, stays outside to Anderson. BYU to 2-3 defensively. Kerwin Walton back in the game, left wing high to Hawkins. Hawkins bouncing to the right. Looks down low, not clear. A double comes out to Williams on the perimeter right. A skip pass left, a touch pass to Walton. Right to Hawkins with a 2 second shot clock. Low they go to Toppin. Toppin jump hook is heavy, and the rebound, Mawut Mag clears it for BYU. Great defensive set for BYU there.
Now they were in a zone there, just great coverage on that zone.
Dallin, 25 feet away, straight away. Skip pass right corner to Moe. Moe to Saunders, right wing. Now Dallin up top. Dallin gets around his man, backs it up to the perimeter. Hall right-hand bounce to the top of the key. 10-second shot clock. The high show by Williams. Pass goes left to Moe. Moe looking dribble handoff. Not there. Now down to 3-2. Dallin, long, long three, and off the backboard, shot clock violation, didn't hit the rim, but it rebounds to Walton. Texas Tech down floor. Anderson, trailer, Hawkins. BYU by three. Cougars got caught late in the clock, and then Hawkins makes him pay with a three the other way. Three threes for Elijah Hawkins, tied up at 23.
Just not good transition defense to get back and get assignment sound.
5:20 to play till the break. Nell, foul, 1-1. Nell in forecourt. The foul goes to Christian Anderson, his first.
I mean,
that'll be eight for Texas Tech.
He got hands, Christian Anderson there.
Yeah.
Those two,
a little too handsy. Federico's got two. Overton's got two. Toppin's got two. Anderson and Williams one apiece. Yeah. Trevin Nell will shoot 1-1.
Got some great name, Federico. I'd like to be Durant, but that might cause some confusion.
Another free throw miss, but an offensive rebound for Richie Saunders. BYU's 4 of 10 at the free throw line here in the first half. Trevin from 3, also a miss. And the rebound, Texas Tech. 23-23. Chance McMillan right side. High, Hawkins. Left wing, Kerwin Walton, pardon me. Out to Hawkins, left side. Hawkins hesitation, yo-yos, lobs it up there for Toppin. Toppin comes down with it beneath the bucket, off the window and good for JT Toppin. His first field goal gives him three, and Texas Tech leads 25-23.
Yeah, five straight for Texas Tech, and BYU getting good looks, just cannot knock them down. Free throws, can't hit them.
Can't hit threes, 1-for-10. 4-for-10 from the free throw line, 1-for-10 from deep. Making everything else, Richie Saunders takes a hit as he drove it down the right side of the lane. In the corner to Catchings. Catchings harassed on the baseline. Passes out of it to Nell. Now another late shot clock situation.
Nice.
With 3-2. Driving score for Trevin Nell. Took a hit with no call. And ties the game at 25. Trevin Nell with his first points of the game coming on a drive.
Looked like BYU was stuck, but Trevin finds a way to go baseline.
BYU's 9-for-14 on two-point tries. A three-point try missed by Texas Tech. Trevin Nell has the rebound knocked out of his hands. A chase-down rebound for Texas Tech. That's a hustle rebound for the Red Raiders. Williams Anterior, knocked away, gets it right back on a near steal from BYU, and now a foul to bail the Red Raiders out with 3:50 to go till halftime. The Cougs had their looks to end the possession, could not do so, and it'll be Texas Tech shooting for the lead at the free throw line after this. 3:50 to go till halftime, 25-25, BYU and Texas Tech on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU basketball presented by Fillmore Spencer, Utah's trusted, top-rated local law firm. They can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, attorneys at law, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business. BYU doing a lot of things well in this game, outscoring Texas Tech 18-8 in paint points, outscoring Texas Tech 8-0 in second chance points. But BYU really struggling from two lines on the floor. The free throw line, 4-for-10, and the three-point line, 1-for-10. All that said, we're still in a tie ball game here, 25-25.
Yeah, frustrating because I actually feel BYU's playing really well. They're getting good shots. They're playing excellent defense, holding high-powered offense, Texas Tech, in check.
Yeah, should be in the lead, you'd think.
Yeah, should be in the lead. I mean, just normal average numbers, that's probably 3 points from the free throw line and 6 points at the worst from the three-point line. So that's a nine-point lead you'd have if you just kind of at those average numbers that we expect from BYU. And so that's the good news is they're shooting it poorly in that regard, but still tied up in this game. And I don't think that shooting will last this entire game.
Mark's point, the Texas Tech being held down, a 52% team on the year, shooting 39% right now, and a 40% team from the arc, shooting 33% right now from the three-point line. We come back to Texas Tech free throws. Darian Williams, an 86% free throw shooter, will shoot two off another prolonged Texas Tech possession that ended before the timeout. 3:50 to go till halftime, 25-25. Williams to untie the game, and does so.
I like Williams. He's big and strong and can play guard or go in the post. He's a force to be reckoned with.
26-25, Red Raiders back in front. Neither team's led by more than four here in the first half. Williams second. Got them both. Darian Williams with five. Last year in two games against BYU, averaged 7 points, six rebounds, two assists. All Big 12 third-team selection last year. Darian Williams, the Nevada transfer. 3:40 to go till the break. Texas Tech up two. BYU 1-for-10 from deep. Dallin Hall has the 1-3. Richie Saunders, quiet first half. Had 30 points a week ago tonight. Nothing in this game. A back down by Foose. Foose to the middle. Right to the rim with the left hand over the right shoulder. And it settles in. Foose has four. The score is 27-27. Elijah Hawkins, three threes here in the first half. Misses long shot left. Rebound. Cannon catching. Races down the floor with Yegor. Cannon right to the rim. Took a hit on his. Tried to flip it off the window. Yegor running to his left. Might have had a lay-in if Cannon finds him. Instead, Cannon took it himself. Now he's got to go to the free throw line to earn the 2 points he might have had on the transition pass to Yegor. And Cannon has been struggling at the line now on the season. 12-for-27 on his free throw tries, which is kind of a mystifying number. As natural a shooter as Cannon is, shooting 44% at the line, that number will inch up as he makes the first of two. BYU back in front now by one, 28-27. Free throw good for Cannon Catchings. BYU now 5-for-11 at the free throw line. This to put BYU at 50% from the stripe here in the first half. Kip Cannon can make the second of two.
Not sure what difference it makes, but he does shoot it on the right side of the free throw line. Didn't make a difference there. He makes both, but it is a little unique. He's over on the right side of that free throw line.
That last foul, by the way, on Chance McMillan is first. 9th for Texas Tech, so BYU will be in the double bonus the rest of the way. Texas Tech in forecourt. BYU by 2, 29-27. Be nice if BYU could push out a bit of a lead here before the break. It's been tight the whole way. Hawkins, high dribble, pounds it up top. Left wing McMillan. Back to Hawkins, right wing. Hawkins, bounce pass, McMillan. Baseline fadeaway, rolls off, another offensive rebound for Williams. Throws it up, no, rebound tapped to the corner, and Dallin Hall comes away with it. Dallin outlet, Baker. Baker down floor right side. Dawson, bounce pass out to Saunders. Saunders warding off defenders, runs it up to the rim, up and in! Took all kinds of contact outside on the right side, takes it to the left side of the rim and lays it up and in. BYU by a game high four at 31-27, and Richie's on the board.
Yeah, Richie special to get his first bucket.
A foul Toppin out front. Goes to the rim. They wave off the bucket, the foul out front on Richie. Now it'll be only foul number four. Grant McCaslin looking up to the board and raising his hands up, seeing nine fouls against his Red Raiders to four for BYU. But I have to say, Mark, BYU's earned the fouls that have been whistled against Texas Tech.
Yeah, they're being very aggressive, getting to the basket like Richie on that one. He didn't get a foul, but he was fouled, but he still got to the rim.
Non-shooting situation here for Texas Tech in front of the area to our right. Christian Anderson into Elijah Hawkins, the starting point guard for Texas Tech, averaging eight a game, has nine here in the first half. 2 minutes even to go till the break. BYU by a game-high four, 31-27. Williams for three. Knocks it down. One-point game. Darian Williams has eight. Two threes for him. Wide open, in rhythm, 31-30. The Cougar lead cut to one.
Yeah, that's just a mistake because nothing special there. He just took a pass and was open.
Moe on the perimeter right. Lobs it high to Richie. Now Dallin Hall, 35 feet away on the right side. Five threes for Texas Tech to one for BYU. That's your difference maker in this one. Foose on a post up from the left block to the middle. Jump hook right hand, heavy rebound. Texas Tech coming down floor for the lead. 90 seconds to go till the break. Foose, three for five from the floor. Step back three. Off the iron, missed by Anderson. Long rebound, reset. Texas Tech, another for Anderson, three. This one a miss again. Dawson Baker grabs the carom. Texas Tech now 5 for 16 from deep. BYU 1 for 10.
Going to want to get late in the clock here. Maybe get a two for one.
1 minute on the first half game clock. It's BYU by 1, 31-30. Dawson Baker rocks a dribble 35 feet away left side. Down to a 12-second shot clock. Dawson still on the bounce. Foose will roll low after setting the screen. Pass goes in the corner and out of bounds off of BYU. No shot on the possession. Now Texas Tech can play for a 2-for-1. Dawson Baker just passed it out of bounds on the far sideline.
He wanted to go to Foose, and it just wasn't there, and so he just tried to bail out to Richie, who was covered.
Empty possession for BYU on turnover number three. Only three turnovers in the half. Dawson Baker will sit on 0 points. Texas Tech should play 2-for-1 here. 43 seconds on the game clock, 25 on the shot. Right side Hawkins, left wing McMillan, left corner Darian Williams. He'll jump into the paint, reverse lay in good, there's the lead.
Tough shot.
Darian Williams, 10 here in the first half. And now the shot clock is off. BYU can play for the final shot. And the Cougs will need to make a shot or trail at halftime. 32-31, Texas Tech leading at the Red Raiders are 9-0 when leading at halftime this year. BYU's 10-1 when leading at the break this year. Who will lead here? 32-31 Texas Tech. Down to a 10-second game clock. Shot clock is off. Dallin on the bounce left side. Dallin to the top. Step back. Pass left corner. Trey Stewart down to three. Down to two. Jumps a three and scores it. Trey Stewart gives BYU the lead at halftime. 34-32. Halftime recap next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The second half of BYU basketball is about to begin. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rebel, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU by 2, 34-32. Getting set for the second half of play here at the Marriott Center. Let's take a look at our Jones Paint and Glass points in the paint feature for this evening. When you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass. And our check of points in the paint shows BYU more than doubling up Texas Tech right now. 22-10. That's the paint points advantage for BYU. Points the paint brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass.
Yeah, maybe just throw in a couple points from the arc as well, and you're in good shape in this one.
BYU 2 for 11 from deep. Trevin Nell 0 for 2 from the three-point line. He was the guy that could hit the threes on the weekend in Houston. He had four of them with Trevin Nell's next three-pointer. He will move into solo seventh place in that category with 195 for his BYU career. First half, we saw 10 lead changes. BYU led for 10 minutes and 9 seconds. Texas Tech led for 6 minutes and 58 seconds. We start half number two with Texas Tech in possession. Red Raiders from right to left as we see it and you hear it. BYU coming left to right from our vantage point here in half number two at the Marriott Center. Elijah Hawkins, 9 in the first half on 3-3, starts at right side. Top side, Kance McMillan. Back to Hawkins, 25 feet away on the right. A hook pass to McMillan. He'll send it in the corner and send it out of bounds. Turnover for Texas Tech on the first possession of half number two.
Now the top of that zone, Greg, is so long. You put Cannon and Yeager on top, and it just creates tough passing angles, and Texas Tech throws it out of bounds.
BYU, we should note, turned it over only 3 times in the first half. That's only Texas Tech's 5th turnover of the night. Pretty cleanly played game both ways that way. 30 seconds in, BYU playing with a 2-point lead. Yeager Demon, 3-point range right side, up top to Ritchie. Ritchie, handoff to Yeager. Yeager straight away. Terminates, skip pass to Cannon Catchings. Beats his man to the base, will jump it nice. To Yeager. Touch pass in the corner to Dallin Hall for 3. It's in and out. What a great setup. Would have given BYU a game-high 5-point lead.
He's had a couple just crawl out from 3.
2 for 12, 3-point shooting. I hope it's not BYU's undoing tonight, as scoring down low is JT Toppin. BYU's done so many things so well and are getting the looks they want, especially from deep, but shooting a really low number right now. 17% from the 3-point line. 34-34, we're tied up.
This Yeager,
step back 3, around and off. Man alive, BYU 2 for 13 from 3.
He needs to see one go in. That looked really good. Just crawls out again.
90 seconds in, we're tied up. 34-34. Texas Tech's made 5 threes, BYU just 2. Chance McMillan, stripe extended left. High, Hawkins back left to Chance. Pull, fire. He missed the 3 long. Kaba grabs rebound number 5 for him. BYU down floor, 34-34 is nice. Our score. Yeager gets low, right to the rim, up and the assist from Richie Saunders, the and one. Yeager took a hit. He'll go to the free throw line to complete a 3-point play. The foul goes to Kerwin Walton, the first against Texas Tech here at half number 2. So Yeager was 6, looking to make it 7 from the free throw line. He has just one double-figure scoring game since November 16th. He's had 8 points or fewer in 5 of his last 6 games. Looking for one of those big scoring nights. Maybe he gets hot here in the second half. A good start to half number 2 as Yeager goes to the stripe where he tonight is 2 for 2. And now 3 for 3, 7 points for Yeager. BYU by 3, 37-34.
The 3's not going for Yeager, but he's doing a great job cutting to the basket and being rewarded for that finishing.
2 minutes gone here in half number 2. BYU by 3, 37-34. Darian Williams bounces it low to McMillan. Knocked away, gets it back, finds Willems on the perimeter right. Darian Williams on a back down. Right wing McMillan, left wing Hawkins, almost bobbled out of bounds. Step back by Elijah. He'll drive past the taller Demon. Contested runner, no! And Kaba grabs the rebound. Yeager, great defense on the smaller Red Raider. Richie Saunders down floor right side. Richie accelerates to the base, takes a bump out front, non-shooting. 2 minutes and 25 seconds into half number 2. The foul to Kevin Overton is 3rd. 2nd against Texas Tech here in half number 2. BYU basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. It is foul number 3 on Overton. Yep, 2 on the Red Raiders here in half number 2.
Yeager just whispered something to Richie. Let's see if he finds him on the inbound.
No. Yeager inbounds to Kaba. Kaba holds it out for Saunders on the arc right side. Yeager's open for 3. Pull, fire. No, he missed it on the back rim. BYU 2 for 14 from deep. It's keeping Texas Tech in this ballgame. BYU just cannot find the range from the 3-point line. Good look after good look, skipping off the iron one way or the other, or popping out. They're not missing by much, Mark.
No, they look good. Yeager's got to be frustrated by that.
Overton into the paint, high to Williams. Will fake it from 3, drive the key. Now the tie from 3, missed left side. Overton, and a loose ball foul against BYU in the fight for the rebound. Will keep Texas Tech in possession.
Richie got tangled up with Federico and just was too physical.
Texas Tech hasn't made a lot of use of extended possessions tonight, but another one that will give Texas Tech a second look. McMillan off the inbound. Yeager will close him out on the left side. Open for 3. Hawkins won't take it. Williams will drive it from the corner left to the cutter. McMillan hit on his way to the rim. Free throws. 37-34. The BYU lead. Texas Tech can cut into it at the free throw line. So 2 quick fouls against BYU. And that one goes against Kaba Keita. Fouls are even two apiece here in half number two. Cable will check out, we would presume, as Fuseni Traore is ready to check back in for BYU. 16:50 to play here in Provo. BYU by three, maybe not for long.
Well, they've had three wide open looks from three, and it's a bit of a broken record at this point for BYU. But, man, you just hit two of those, which is reasonable how open they were. That's a big lead already. McMillan helping them out with the missed free throw.
Chance McMillan had made 28 in a row until that miss right there.
Well, I mean, it is the Rock.
Will he go 0 for 2 after making 28 straight? Nope. 1 for 2 on the trip. 3 points on the night, all from the free throw line. BYU shooting right now 14% from the three-point line. The season low for BYU is 27. Dallin Hall to Fusat, the free throw line. Out to Yegor. Yegor to the top. Yegor will drive and kick. Moe for three. Nope, another miss. 2 for 15 from deep, and it'll be too bad if BYU loses this one tonight on three-point shooting. It's not been a real issue for BYU. Runner McMillan scores, and we're tied up at 37. 2 for 15 from the perimeter for BYU is right now the number keeping Texas Tech in this game. Three-pointer left corner short. Offensive rebound, Richie Saunders off the miss by Dallin to the cutter. Mo! Driving lay-in! And the Cougs go in front by two, 39-37. Not working from outside, but a lot going on inside for BYU.
Big time play from Richie Saunders to get a tough rebound and then a nice bounce pass to a cutting Mouette Mag for two.
We'll call that a Hyundai power play of the game, brought to you by the full lineup of Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs. See your Utah Hyundai dealers. The Hyundai power play of the game puts BYU in front 39-37. Under 16-minute media timeout coming on the whistle. Overton, left wing McMillan for the lead. In and out from three, Yegor rebound. Yegor racing it down floor left side. BYU left to right as we see it and you hear it. Yegor accelerate to the paint, stripped on the drive, and turned it over. He stepped out of bounds with it. Timeout on the floor. 15:25 to play here in Provo. On turnover number four is all for BYU on this night. It'll be Texas Tech basketball after this timeout. 15:25 to play. It is BYU by two, 39-37 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to Big 12 Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU Basketball presented to you in part by All Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. BYU has created a two-point lead, 39-37 over Texas Tech. BYU 0 for 5 from the three-point line here in the second half. After a difficult first half, 2 for 11, the Cougs have gotten really good looks and just have not been able to hit them from deep. And 13% from the three-point line right now would be less than half of BYU's lowest number on the year. This is not a normal three-point situation by any stretch for BYU at 2 of 16.
Yeah, I keep expecting lightning to strike here and hit a couple of these threes and open up this game a little bit, but the longer it goes, the more dangerous it is for BYU. And you know, Richie Saunders probably and Trevin are probably your best three-point shooters. Richie's only taken one, Trevin's taken two, so I think you got to get the right guys shooting threes as well, and that'd be smart. Both those guys in the game right now, get those guys some threes.
BYU also not shooting a very good free throw number on the night. 7 for 13, 54%. So you hope that at the end of the night you're not looking back at the three-point and the free-throw numbers and saying what if on this one. What BYU's done with its two-point game has been exceptional. The Cougs are 13 for 19 inside the three-point line. Texas Tech basketball as we come back in. Elijah Hawkins operates straight away. Moe on the closeout. BYU zoning it 2-3 up top. Moe and Dallin at the top of the zone.
Been a really effective zone, and a turnover there with Richie.
Richie yanks it away. Steal for BYU. And Dallin Hall into forecourt. Dallin right wing. Dallin will drive it. Hand to Moe. He'll turn it over. Into forecourt. Nearly a travel and nearly another turnover by Christian Anderson. Ends up in the hands of Hawkins, and the floater goes and ties the game at 39. Cougars get a little loose there, and it cost them.
Yeah, some self-inflicted wounds here for BYU, keeping Texas Tech in it.
11 for Hawkins, his first non-3 of the night. Trevin Nell up top to Dallin Hall. Dallin back to Trev. Trev looking for his first three in this game. 0 for 2 from deep in the first half. Hall has his pocket pick. Got it back, but then fouling in the attempt to strip Dallin a second time is Elijah Hawkins, his first. And Texas Tech's third of the second half. 3 for Texas Tech and 2 for BYU. The foul situation, 39-39. It's been the rare game where neither team is led by more than 4 points from the start.
BYU got bailed out a little as the shot clock getting late, and Dallin draws a foul. So 20-second clock.
Hall in four court, just inside the timeline. Turnover again. Darian Williams will drive on Foose, kick in the corner for the three-point lead. Hawkins knocks it down. 14 for Hawkins, almost twice his per-game average, and BYU had only 3 turnovers in the first half. Already has 3 turnovers in the first 6 minutes of the second half. Foose will dive low, get right to the rim, miss the lay-in, and out of bounds off of BYU. How did that not go? We've seen Foose miss a few in the last couple of games, shots at the rim that he just never misses.
Yeah, not a great vibe right now in this building as nothing seems to be going right for the Cougars.
Elijah Hawkins has made 4 threes himself. BYU's made 2 as a team. 42-39 for Texas Tech, and the Red Raiders play for their first lead beyond 4 points on this possession. Hawkins up top, Williams left wing. Spots a gap, tries to drive it, cut off. Penetrating is Overton. Hands off, he's fouled on his way to the hoop, and he'll be shooting 2 free throws. BYU here in the second half. 2 of 8 shooting, 0 for 5 from deep, 3 turnovers. Just a very poor start to half number 2 for BYU. Yet, it's a one possession game. Maybe not for long. Overton with 2 free throws can make it a 5-point game. 2 points on the night for Overton. Free throw good. He's got 3. 77% free throw shooter. From Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Kevin Overton, Drake transfer. Missed the second of 2, so we stay with neither team having led with by more than 4 all night. But Texas Tech's lead is 4. 43-39, 13:40 to play here in Provo. Whistle away from play, non-shooting situation. Anderson picks it up, his second. Red Raiders have their fourth to BYU's 3 in the second half. Turnovers not a trouble in the first half, but problematic here in half number 2 for BYU. Dawson Baker, scoreless night. Triggers far sideline to Yegor Demet. Yegor harassed up top by Kevin Overton. Yegor to the left elbow. Pass goes right wing. Mo for 3. Looks good. Is good. Mawut Mag with a much-needed 3-pointer for BYU. A Mountain America Credit Union 3-pointer. The Cougs' third triple of the night makes it a 1-point game. 43-42. Texas Tech by 1. Smooth-looking shot by Mighty Mo.
Massive, massive shot. BYU really needed that. Maybe get the crowd going a little bit.
Overton left corner. Anderson returned to Overton. Cycled around the horn to the right side. Hawkins left wing over. Anderson. Touch pass to Overton. Overton traveled with it, says Kevin Anderson. No dice from the official. Down to a 4-second shot clock. Overton will drive, take a hit, bank, and score. Late in the clock. Kevin Overton with 5. And the lead is 3 for Texas Tech, 45-42. Yegor to the left junction. To the cutter, Foose. Foose goes to the rim. He's hit on his way up. He'll get 2 free throws to make it a 1-point game. Foul number 5 against Texas Tech here in half number 2. Picking it up is Elijah Hawkins. He's got 2 after the break. Fouls are 5 for the Red Raiders, 3 for BYU. Foose to the line, where he tonight is 1 for 1. And has made 26 of 30 free throws on the year. 7 points in the first half for Foose, looking for his first point of half number 2. 2 shots for Traore. First one's good. BYU basketball brought to you by Bam Bam's Barbecue. Perfectly smoking each cut of meat just for you. Come on in and enjoy Central Texas barbecue right here in Provo. Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic to the bone. Everything else in the Big 12 tonight, blowouts. Except this game, neither team leading by 4 all the way through this one to this point. 12:44 to play. Cannon catching's in. Mawut Mag is out. Cannon, 6 points, 2 for 3, 14 minutes of play. Dallin Hall leads BYU with 21 minutes. Saunders with 20. Foose 2 for 2. 1-point game. 45-44. Red Raiders by 1. Hawkins forecourt left side. To the bump. to the right wing. Pass goes Overton. Overton straight away. Finds Hawkins three-point range. BYU 2-3 zoning it defensively. 12:30 to play. Hawkins high. Bounce pass to Overton right. Pivots away from pressure. Hawkins whips a skip to Anderson for three. Strong on it. Tip, no. Rebound, Traore. The tip followed by McMillan almost went, popped out. BYU can take a lead here, trailing it by one, 45-44. Yegor on the hippity hop will drive it, hand off. Foose waits, up and in! The assist to Yegor, his fourth, and the conversion by Foose, the first Coug to double figures. Traore with now 11 on the night to lead BYU.
Yeah, Yegor is in it now, and that's a terrific pass off a drive.
BYU 46, Texas Tech 45. Overton from the right baseline. Yegor picks it up. Just jumps up and yanks it down. Yegor. Lob low to Foose. Foose collects beneath the bucket. Hands on the corner to Trevin Nell. Back out on the wing to Catchings. Wow. Is right. 46-45. BYU by one. Frantic action. Yegor picking up steam. A one-hand hook pass to Dawson. Will fake it. Take it and make it for three.
He got clipped.
Dawson Baker knocks down the triple. And it could have been a four-point play chance as he leaned out to draw the contact. He knocks it down. Timeout to Texas Tech as the Cougs take a four-point lead. Let Dawson bake. That's a big three from the left side. And after making only two threes all night, the Cougs make two huge threes in the last minute. It's 49-45, BYU on top.
He shot that off on one leg, and he still hits it. How about Mouat and Dawson hit two big threes to get BYU back in front?
Timeout, 11:17 to go here in Provo. BYU by four, 49-45 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here's Jason Shepherd with a scoreboard update.
Mentioned that Utah State is on the road tonight at San Jose State. 25th-ranked Aggies leading the Spartans 31-23. That game has 7:13 left in the first half. Utah State looking to improve on their 14-1 start to the season. Back over to the Marriott Center. Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell.
Thank you, Jason. BYU on a 7-0 run over the last 90 seconds. Take a four-point lead over Texas Tech, 49-45. And once again, the large lead for either team has been 4 points. Maybe the first team to get a lead of more than four wins this one. Who knows? Big three-pointer from Dawson Baker moments ago. His first three of the night. BYU now 4-for-18 from deep. That three-point number coming up. Mouat Mag and Dawson Baker. Two massive threes off the bench for BYU.
Yeah, that Dawson one was funny. He gave a pump fake and as the player went by, he kind of kicked Dawson's right foot. And Dawson might have exaggerated the effect of that, but what it meant was he shot that three off of his left foot and still made it. So big shot for BYU. Finally, a couple threes fall for BYU. And what does that mean? All of a sudden, you have a little bit of a lead. Funny how that works.
Of all the great looks and takes and near makes right. BYU's had, and then they get this one crazy-looking three that, of course, goes for Dawson Baker.
And Trey's in the first half. I mean, yeah. They hit the tough ones. It's the open ones that are hard.
Yeah, so let's see. Trey's a bench player. Mouat's a bench player. Dawson's a bench player. The only three-pointer from a starter tonight is Dallin Hall, who had the first three of the game for BYU. But on the strength of four Mountain America Credit Union three-pointers on the night now, BYU has a four-point lead, 49-45. Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant with you courtside here at a lively Marriott Center. A pair of 1-1 teams in Big 12 play, a pair of teams 10-3 on the year. 11:17 to play. We're back in. That was a team called a timeout by Texas Tech, so our next whistle will be the under 12-minute media timeout. Christian Anderson, right wing to Hawkins, to the three, top of the key, got it. Man alive, Elijah Hawkins, 5 threes, 17 points, and it's back to a one-point game.
A great fake pass from him to get the defense leaning away to free up his shot.
He's averaging 7.7 points a game, and he's got 17 tonight. Yegor on a mid-alley post-up left side. He's on back down to the free throw line. We'll jump it from there. And miss it from there. Bounced off the rim once and twice. Doesn't go. And now Texas Tech can take a lead just that quickly. 49-48, BYU by one. 10:35 to go here in Provo. Topping hard to the hole. Foul free throws after this.
I don't think so.
Nope, blocked out of bounds. It'll be free throws. No free throws, but Texas Tech basketball after this. 10:30 to go at the Marriott Center. 49-48 BYU by one. Red Raider basketball off the BYU block shot next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Your home for BYU basketball is the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar basketball is brought to you by JCW's. Dinner after the game at JCW's includes something for everybody, from burgers to wings, shakes to salads. JCW's quality and a lot of it in Lehigh, American Fork, Provo, South Jordan, and Harriman. Last break, BYU is feeling good with a four-point lead off a big three-point make, but Elijah Hawkins answers a Dawson Baker three with one of his own, career-high tying. 5 three-pointers for Elijah Hawkins. 17 points. His career high is 24. And I believe that came at Howard. He's a transfer who played previously for Howard and Minnesota. But 17 on this night for a guy averaging 7.7, helping Texas Tech be right there with BYU.
Great defensive play by Trevin, as it looked like Texas Tech was going to get a bucket at the rim and go up in this game. But Trevin, a two-handed block from behind, but it remains Texas Tech basketball.
And that was the play before the timeout. So we're coming out of the break with the Red Raiders in possession. 10:30 to go here in Provo. Again, the theme of the Big 12 in the first week and a half has been blowouts. More than half the games that have been played have gone final or decided by 19 points or more. But this is looking to be the outlier. Been tight throughout. BYU by one, and maybe not for long. Texas Tech basketball. 49-48, Cougs on top.
Hawkins has about half the three-pointers made in the game combined, both teams. So I got to know where he's at.
Teams have combined for 11. Hawkins has 5. Foul off the inbound. Dawson Baker hip checks JT Toppin near the timeline as both went up for a lobbed-in pass from the baseline.
Pretty ticky-tack foul there, just the fourth on BYU.
Tonight's attendance, 17,307, so better than BYU's per-game season average, which was seventh nationally coming into tonight. Hawkins sees a high double show to the right side, left wing to McMillan. McMillan finds Toppin base left. High to Hawkins with an eight-second shot clock. Elijah Hawkins, crossover, lost Dawson, drives on him, scoop and miss off the iron, but a crashing rebound by Darian Williams and a foul. Or a foul or a tie, what do we have, Mark? No. What do they call? Did Williams step out of bounds? It's BYU basketball. Must have been Williams crashing and stepping out of bounds.
Right.
Wow. He appeared to have yanked the rebound away and kept the possession alive for Texas Tech, but a step out, so BYU basketball, Cougs catch a bit of a break there. As the first a shot rolls off the rim that looked good, and then a step out of bounds. Cannon catching, step back three. No, off the back rim, and the rebound deflected to the end line, the sideline, and off of Texas Tech. BYU will keep possession. That's not a great look. That's not one of the better shots BYU's had tonight. Cannon catching's misfiring from three. BYU now 4-for-19 from the three-point line, still on pace for a season-low three-point percentage.
Well, it's an important possession, and you can get that anytime. And so why not try and get a more open look? And Mouette quickly checks in for Cannon.
So BYU will inbound far sideline. BYU left to right as we see it and you hear it here in half number two. The count's at three, gets to four as the ball goes in from Yegor to Trevin Nell. Right wing Dallin Hall. Dallin holds it above his head. Looks to Foose on a post up and finds him now on the entry. Right block to the middle on single team coverage. Knocked away, fouled by Toppin. That'll be three on Toppin. And six against Texas Tech. So BYU will be in the bonus the rest of the way. We have 9:39 to play. Fouls are six for the Red Raiders, four for BYU in half number two. The Cougar lead is one, 49-48. Federico in for JT Toppin, who leaves with that third foul. Two Red Raiders with three fouls apiece, Toppin and Overton. Foose on the post-up, lost it for a moment, gets back near the free throw line. High to Nell, low to Foose, got a seal, gets to the rim, waits, goes up and scores off the window with Federico lurking. It's a three-point lead for BYU. Foose now with 13 to pace the Cougs, 51-48.
A really nice re-entry pass from Trevin to get that nice spot for Foose.
When will Hawkins cool off? Left wing Overton. He'll drive it, get right to the rim. Bank and miss. Tip off the iron. Yegor then fouled as he went for the rebound. This should be one and one the other way, right? Chance McMillan picks it up. His second. That is team foul number 7. And I think it's going to be Yegor shooting one and one.
Yeah, Yegor is perfect on the night from the free throw line. 1-1. Big free throws for the freshman.
Yegor's 3-for-3. Teammates are 6-for-12. 9:06 to play. Yegor could give BYU a game-high 5-point lead. Won't happen. Missed the front end.
It's like his threes. It just catching a lot of rim and somehow finding a way out.
BYU 9-for-16 from the free throw line. A lot of points left there tonight. 8:50 to play. BYU by 3. 51-48. Texas Tech, though, shooting 39%, a 52% team on the year. Hawkins needs help at 35 feet away on the right side. Hands off to Darian Williams on the Marriott Center logo. NBA 3 heavy with a 3-second shot clock. Shot a little early. The rebound to Kaba on the miss. And BYU down floor again. They can have a game-high lead on this possession. Yegor left side. 51-48 Cougs. 8:25 to go here in Provo. Yegor accelerates. Yegor to the rim! Drops it in. The Cougs lead by 5. 53-48. Burst of speed and the long loping strides of the Russian freshman to the 10-for-2 and BYU by 5.
Beautiful play by Yegor. Just cold. That was a Siberia move right there. Getting to the hoop and finishing. He's playing some really nice basketball tonight.
With 8:19 to go, we'll take our 8-minute media timeout break. BYU 53, Texas Tech 48 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Cougars play in the Big 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU basketball brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass, serving Utah and the Intermountain West since 1938. Visit jonespg.com to find a location near you. For the first time tonight, and it took 32 minutes to get to this point, for the first time tonight, one of these two teams leads the other by 5 points. BYU 53 and Texas Tech 48. This game was played within 4 points of each other, at least no team led by more than 4 through the first 32 minutes till just moments ago. BYU now a 5-point cushion.
Texas Tech hasn't scored in almost 3 minutes, and BYU's defense has turned it up, and the shots they're getting are not good. So that's a good sign for BYU. Got to keep that defense going, not let anyone get hot for Texas Tech. BYU's in a nice spot right now. Yegor Damon playing very good basketball, very aggressive. That last move was beautiful. Very aggressive, hard left hand to the rim from the perimeter. Fusini's playing a nice job. Now I look for Richie Saunders. He's been quiet. I think this is kind of Richie time. Let's see what he can do. He'll be out there with Trevin and Bawut, Dallin, and Kaba.
Well, BYU is hoping to ride its 2-point shooting and offset its 3-point and free throw shooting. BYU is shooting 67% inside the 3-point line tonight at 16-for-24. At the arc, BYU's at 21%. At the free throw line, 56%. Those aren't great numbers, but can BYU find a way to withstand and overcome those numbers and pick up a huge win here in Big 12 play? Texas Tech in 4 quarters. We come back in. Darian Williams at the 3-point line, backing down on Kaba Keita. Kaba knocks it away, and Williams regains, and now Kaba to Ricci, and it's called for a foul.
Yeah, they let him get away with the first one, and then even though the second one wasn't much there, he gets the whistle.
And I'm pretty sure Grant McCaslin was calling for something with the foul disparity at 7-4 till that call. 7-5 now. BYU in the single bonus, and Texas Tech yet to get there. Federico tried to dribble through traffic and nearly gave it away. It ends up in a near break the other way. A crossover by McMillan from the three-point land left. Heide McWilliams, left corner, Hawkins around and down. Elijah Hawkins has never had 6 threes in a game until tonight. Until tonight. The senior with his first ever 6 three-pointer game. He's got 20, and the lead back down to 2, 53-51. On what could have been a turnover, it ends up in a three-pointer for Texas Tech. Biggest shot of the night by Elijah Hawkins, who's on his way to maybe a career night. Certainly his best as a Red Raider. Mo to answer for 3, around and off. Offensive rebound. Kaba, reset, in and out. Right at the rim. BYU should be up 4 or 5. They're up 2 and now down 1. Three-pointer the other way. Chance McMillan just that quickly. 54-53. Mark, how does that happen?
It's just kind of sleeping. You have a wide-open 3 in the corner and then an easy putback. None of them go, and then you don't get back defensively.
Red Raiders by 1. Timeout, Kevin Young. 6:59 to go. BYU at a 5-point lead just seconds ago. And nothing good has happened for BYU since that moment. When it appeared that Texas Tech was going to give the ball away, when it appeared that Hawkins had finally missed a 3, it rattles around, up, off the window, and in. Kaba misses a point-blank stick back, and then a 3 at the other side. Texas Tech 54 and BYU 53 just that quickly. What a turn. A 6-0 run in 53 seconds.
Mm. Well, one of my biggest pet peeves, Greg, is when a guy has 5 three-pointers in a game, you need to know where he's at all times. I don't care what the situation is. And Hawkins gets a wide-open 3, no one within 20 feet of him, and he hits another one. So now he's got 6. I mean, you've got one job, and that's to have a guy on him, and he's wide open.
Elijah Hawkins. Season high. That is his Texas Tech high. 12 points Saturday at Utah. He's at 20 and counting. And he began the Utah game hot. Hit a couple threes early in that one. Red Raider high, 20. And BYU nearly turns it over off the inbounds. Kaba does come away with it. BYU needing a make here, down 1. Trevin Nell will drive it from the top, get right to the rim, scoop and score, and 1! Just what the doctor ordered. Trevin Nell puts the Cougs back on top, 55-54, and back and forth we go in this one. The Cougar large lead 5, the Texas Tech large lead 4, and just as Tech retakes the lead, BYU grabs it back. It's not happening for Trevin outside, but it's happening inside for the senior. Trevin now with 4 points, 2 for 5, 0 for 2 from 3, but making it happen down low. Trevin to the line to complete a 3-point play and to give BYU a 2-point lead. This game apparently is just destined to be tight start to finish. Trevin misses the free throw, and BYU is now 9 for 17 at the free throw line. The free throw number's not there. The 3-point number's not there. But it is for Texas Tech. McMillan, another one. 11 for McMillan. Back-to-back triples. Texas Tech back in front, 57-55. Just so skilled from the 3-point line.
Exact same play that time as Yegor gets to the rim. Misses.
And misses at the rim. Offensive rebound. Kaba looking to go back up with it, forcing it up. Blocked from behind and then bobbles it out of bounds. It'll be Texas Tech basketball with 6:22 to go.
And what they're doing is Hawkins will go and dribble past the three-point line, and then McMillan will just follow behind him, and Hawkins dumps it there. So you need to be aware of those two guys, obviously.
Yet another team going off from the arc against BYU. That's now the 10th team to have 10 or more threes against BYU this year. In 14 games. Oh, pardon me. I'll double-check that number for you, but either way, it is more than half of the games. A jump hook by Williams is good. First 2 of the second half, he's got 12.
Well, Texas Tech just making some big, big shots late here.
8 of 14 opponents have hit 10 or more threes against BYU, and that includes Texas Tech. A game-high 4-point lead for the Red Raiders, 59-55. Foose gets low. Foose gets right to the rim, fouled on his way up. Doesn't go. He'll get 2 free throws to make it a 2-point game, 59-55. So Texas Tech has scored 59 points. More than half of them, 30, have come from the 3-point line. And that's been a theme for BYU this year, allowing opponents to get a big bulk of their points from the perimeter. Third highest opponent percentage points allowed from the three-point line by BYU this year. Foose to the line for 2.
They've hit their last 3 at least, and big, big shots late. Now even Foose, that shoots 86%, can't get
the bottom of the net. And if BYU doesn't win this game tonight, it'll be three-point shooting and free throw shooting and nothing but those two numbers tonight. BYU now 50%, 9 of 18. Bad time for a bad night at the line. 1-for-2 on the trip. BYU had a really tough first couple of weeks at the free throw line, figured it out, and have regressed tonight, and it may be a game changer. 59-56, BYU down 3. Texas Tech plays for its first 5 or 6 point lead of the night. Williams on a back down on the smaller Dallin Hall. A double comes from Yegor, high. 3-pointer missed from McMillan. Rebound to Yegor. Down floor Ritchie. BYU down 3. Saunders stops at the mid-alley left. Wipes away Hawkins. Out to Yegor. 5:10 to play. Still plenty of time for BYU looking to come back from down 3. Mawut will drive it from the perimeter. Get right to the rim. Miss it. Step back and score. Mawut Mag with a great follow. Catching and shooting in midair in one motion to make it a one-point game. Maybe the make of the night for BYU's right there from Mighty Mo.
9 points for Mo.
BYU within one, 59-58. Hawkins will back it up to the three-point line. Mo's going to be assigned, I think, Elijah Hawkins. Williams, post up. A dig from Mo. Williams to the middle. Jump hook good. Darian Williams with now 14. Two big makes here in the second half. And Texas Tech back up 3. Quiets and sits down the crowd. 61-58 Red Raiders. 4:20 to go here in Provo. Nail biter from start to finish in this one. Foos backs down Federico. Gets right to the middle. Jump hook up and off the left rim. Offensive rebound, no. Knocked away, taken away. Foos missing many more shots in tight than we're accustomed to see him missing. Foos is 5-for-9 from the floor tonight. Hawkins left side. Under 4 to go here in Provo. Texas Tech by 3. Is not led by more than 4. Williams at the three-point line. A double-team closeout. Hawkins will find the open man, right wing McMillan. Corner 3. Missed by Anderson. Stick back made by McMillan. 5-point lead for the Red Raiders.
Got the miss. Played hard, and then McMillan just sneaks in.
13 for McMillan. 63-58. Texas Tech by 5 for the first time tonight. Yegor out front. Trying to wipe away Overton. A flare pass to Ritchie, who's fouled on his way up from the mid-alley left. Offensive foul they call. Timeout on the floor. And Texas Tech basketball with a 5-point lead next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Cougar basketball brought to you by Sierra West Jewelers. Sierra West, the largest dealer in Utah, lowest prices in 3 stores located across from the malls in Orem, Sandy, and Murray. Sierra West Jewelers, we price match. Texas Tech 63 and BYU 58, the Cougs trailing by 5 for the first time tonight. Coming in 2 tonight, BYU's season low in 3s in a game was 6. That was against UC Riverside about 2 months ago. BYU tonight only 4 threes. Season low 3-point number came in that UC Riverside game, 27.3%. BYU's at 20% even in this one. And the free throw number not good enough tonight, 52.6%. That would be the second lowest number of the season if that holds. And so it's tough to have 2 of your toughest numbers on the same night against a team as good as Texas Tech.
Yeah, it's been tough, but still a lot of time, and that's what you have to tell yourself. You got 3.5 minutes. You need to obviously get defensive stops, but then on offense, you don't have to force it. You don't have to jack up a shot. Just run your stuff, get a good shot, plenty of time. It's only 5 points, but it starts with a good defensive possession here.
Before the timeout, Ritchie Saunders trying to force the action, drove it to the lane, and thought he got tied up and fouled. They called an offensive foul on BYU. Turnover number 7 for BYU in the game. Only 7 turnovers for either team. 63-58, Red Raiders lead and have the ball with 3:10 to play. The Red Raider four court away from us to our left. Kevin Overton, right wing, to Elijah Hawkins. He's been the scoring star for Texas Tech. Driving Williams right to the rim, up and in. 7-point lead. Darian Williams, 16 points for Texas Tech. And BYU's down by 7 for the first time tonight, 65-58. 2:50 to go. Ritchie Saunders, dribble handoff, left wing. Foos, high to Yegor.
Trevin Nell for three. Off the rim once and twice. Rebound over to knocked out of his hands out of bounds. Ooh. Cougars catch a break. It'll stay BYU basketball. That's Trevin Nell 0 for 3 from 3 after a 4 3-point night our day against Houston. BYU 4 for 21. 19% season worst to this point percentage from the 3-point line. Yegor high, low to Richie. Richie pivoting down low, squeezes it up and in off the window. Big make by Rich. 5-point game. 2:30 to go. Stops and makes. BYU needs him down the stretch. 65-60. Texas Tech looking to hang on for a win that would snap a couple of Marriott Center streaks. Darian Williams, 3-point land left. High dribble. Backing down Nell. Dig. Miss. Stick back. No by Federico. Federico. And then Federico is tied up. Did he travel with it? Arrow to BYU on the tie-up. That's a massive miss and nothing on the follow for Texas Tech. So great hustle by BYU to get the basketball with 2:06 to play.
That's just a huge miss. I mean, no one even close to Federico, and he just short arms it.
Federico. From Finland, missing down low, and then is tied up. BYU takes the ball away. Now, possession of the night for the Cougars. 2:06 to go. 5-point game. Texas Tech 65 and BYU 60. BYU's led for longer than Texas Tech, but Texas Tech is leading late. Foose just inside the 3-point line. Holds it out for Richie and a foul out front. That'll be two free throws for BYU. Double bonus. Foul number 10. On the Red Raiders. I do believe that's the 10th. It is. Two shots for Saunders. If there was ever a time for BYU to fix its free throw woes, it is now. 1:56 to play. And a BYU team that is 10 for 19 at the line with two massive shots here late. And Richie rattles it home. 65-61. This to make it a one-possession game. Still plenty of time for BYU. 1:56 remaining. Saunders. 5 points. Quiet night for Ridge. It was a week ago tonight. He was scoring 30 against Arizona State. 2 for 2 for Saunders. Haven't seen a lot of those tonight.
Very timely for Richie.
Saunders with 6. BYU's deficit is just 3. Fans on their feet here at the Marriott Center.
Let's see if they try to go back to Williams and an ISO on that left side.
Williams left wing. High to Overton. Right side, 40 feet away to Hawkins. Hawkins with 20 to pace Texas Tech. He's hounded by Mag, but out of the zone. Hawkins fakes it left, passes right. Right corner, Williams. Step back, won't take it. Baseline cutter, good!
Beautiful.
Chance McMillan to the rim for 15 on the night. 67-62. What a well-run set by the Red Raiders. 90 seconds to play. BYU down 5. 67-62. Dallin up top, left wing Moe. Moe stripe extended, 3-point range. Post feed Foose. No double. Foose to the middle. Jump hook up and off. Offensive rebound. Stick back and score for Moe. Mawut Mag having a nice night. And BYU makes it a one possession game again. 67-64 for Mag. That's 11. 67-64 Red Raiders. Under a minute to go. 55 seconds on the clock. 15 second shot clock. It's a back down by Williams. To the middle he goes. Doesn't have the freedom. Now back to the base. Scoop and score at the window. Darian Williams.
And a foul.
Taken over late in this one. And a foul. Chance for a three-point play in a five-point game. 46.2 to go. That might be the one for Texas Tech.
And your best defender on Williams with what? And he just got beat with a spin left hand. Nice move.
18 for Williams. On a night when JT Toppin, the leading scorer, at 19 a game is held to 5. What happens? The guy averaging 8 scores 20. And the guy averaging 16 does what he's expected to do. 18 now for Williams, the guy averaging 16 a game, and a chance to make it 19 at the free throw line. Strong on it. Offensive rebound, Federico, and a reset. At the worst time for BYU. 69-64, Texas Tech the lead. And a foul on BYU will be number 7, 1-1 for the Red Raiders, and they can about put this one away. 69-64 Texas Tech off a free throw miss, an offensive rebound.
The free throw is missed so badly, it went really high off the top of the backboard, and so the timing
was off, and it just BYU got beat it to get to that rebound, which was just critical. I mean, you're still in it. If they get that rebound, now you got to get misses from the free throw line again.
1-1 for Elijah Hawkins. Hasn't taken a free throw, but he's a 91% free throw shooter. Has made 11 in a row coming into tonight. 21 for 23 on the season. On a night when BYU outscores Texas Tech in second chance points, outscores them in bench points, outscores them in paint points. Just couldn't make it happen from the free throw line or the three-point line. And those would be the numbers tonight. The decisive one should the Red Raiders hold on to win. 69-64. Hawkins makes the free throw. That's 12 in a row for Hawkins and 22 of 24 on the year. A Red Raider high, 21 for Elijah Hawkins, nearly tripling his per-game average tonight.
Well, this is an important free throw. Make it three possessions, almost impossible for BYU to come back with 38 seconds.
70-64, 37.9 to go. Missed that one. The streak ends. He's at 21 points. 70-64. It stays a two-possession game. What was the call, Mark? Free throw line violation by BYU?
And they had one on the last one, but he made it, so they didn't call it. They give another one.
So another look. So the streak continues officially at 12 in a row. Hawkins, 21 points. Chance to make it 22 at the line as they called the violation on BYU.
Coach Young pleading his case.
They're putting Hawkins back at the line. He will get that another, that third look at a second free throw. And now it's a three-possession game. 22 for Elijah Hawkins. He tripled his per-game average, and BYU turns it over off the inbounds, and now with 35 seconds to go, Texas Tech basketball leading it by 7. And that should about do it. Williams is fouled by Traore, and another set of 1-1. BYU turned it over off the inbounds. That's going to do it for the Cougars, it would appear, in this one. 29.3 to go. The shot clock is off, and fans are heading for the exit. Disappointing for BYU. When the game was in the balance, Mark, that's when BYU was having a real tough time at the free throw line and got so many good looks from three that were skipping off and rimming out and just the roughest of rim luck, and ultimately will cost BYU in this one. Free throw miss by Williams. Rebound to Kaba. Is there hope? 71-64, 25 seconds to go. Hall races it into forecourt. Kevin Young calls timeout. So 23 seconds to play. BYU down 7 has the basketball in forecourt.
You're trying to get a good three look here and then really try to get a turnover and another three. I mean, it's certainly an uphill climb, but possible still.
Yeah, we're in the Stranger Things Have Happened part of the game, but Texas Tech looking to hold another opponent under 70. BYU or other, the Raiders are 9-0 when holding an opponent to fewer than 70 points. BYU's at 64. And so a BYU team used to scoring in the mid-80s scores 55 at Houston and right now 64 versus Texas Tech.
Yeah, I mean, that three-point line just killed BYU, and that kept Texas Tech in it. And then credit Texas Tech, when they were in it, they hit some huge shots in under 10 minutes to get this little bit of a lead there. Big-time shots, and you got to want to win games. You got to have your best players step up and hit big shots for you.
BYU season lows right now in three-pointers made and three-point percentage. Demon into Ritchie, right corner for three. In and out has been the story of the night. Rebound to Federico, and Texas Tech with the basketball. 15 seconds to go. BYU will foul and give the Red Raiders more free throws in a seven-point game. Red Raiders will win to go to 11-3, 2-1 in the Big 12. BYU will fall to 10-4, 1-2 in league. BYU's 14-game home win streak and 7-game Big 12 home win streak both will come to an end. And BYU will try and go for the split in the week by getting a road win in Fort Worth on Saturday. Free throw good by McMillan. 16 for McMillan.
Yeah, he's smooth, man. He hit two threes on the same play, just a little drop off And he just stepped up and hit him. That's what opened up the lead for the Red Raiders. And then BYU just fumbles the rebound out of bounds.
Off a missed free throw.
Indicative of the night.
So it'll stay Texas Tech basketball with an 8-point lead. And Texas Tech could bounce this one out in fourth quarter if BYU doesn't foul. And I can't imagine BYU fouling with 12 seconds to go. But Texas Tech nearly turns it over in fourth quarter, and now they do. Richie Saunders will come down the other way. Yegor transition three. Around and down.
Oh, something.
With 1.8 to go. 72-67. Texas Tech inbounds and the game is over. So BYU season low in threes made. And three-point percentage the Cougars undoing on this night. Post-game recap is coming up. Texas Tech 72, BYU 67, our final here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Cougars play in the Big 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Final score, Texas Tech 72 and BYU 67. BYU led at halftime, but for only the second time this year, loses a game it led at the break. BYU up by 2 at halftime, was outscored by 7 after halftime as Texas Tech wins it by 5. BYU shoots 44%. Texas Tech marginally better at 45. BYU from the three-point line, season low, 21.7%. Texas Tech good enough at 35.7%, but another team that's now 8 in 14 opponents have hit double-digit threes against BYU. The Red Raiders 10 of 28, BYU only 5 for 23, and BYU being outscored by 15 points at the three-point line was the difference maker tonight. Free throws, BYU made more, but on a lower percentage. BYU 12 for 21, 57%. Texas Tech 10 for 16, 63%. The rare game in which BYU's out-rebounded, 39-36. The Cougs had only 8 turnovers tonight. Tough to see a single-digit turnover night go to waste. 8 turnovers, 13 assists. BYU 13 assists on 25 makes. Texas Tech also took good care of the ball. 9 helpers. 9 assists, or pardon me, 9 turnovers to 12 helpers, 12 assists on 26 makes. BYU won in second chance points, 18-7, bench points 35-11, paint points 40-30. Fast break points went to the Red Raiders at 12-8. BYU led for more time than Texas Tech on this night, but Texas Tech led when it mattered most. BYU led for 19 minutes and 10 seconds, the Red Raiders for 16-05. There were 15 lead changes in this entertaining game. The large lead for the Red Raiders was 8 late. BYU's large lead was 5. Mark, BYU sees its 14-game home win streak and 7-game Big 12 home win streak come to an end on this night.
Yeah, that's a hard one. Watching this game, I thought the game was there for BYU for the taking, and they just didn't find a way to get it done, and this team's got to kind of find an identity of toughness and making big plays when it counts, because this you can be a lot of games like this where it comes down and you look at the Texas Tech team. There are three guys, McMillan, Hawkins, and Williams, were really good when it counted. And BYU was not having an answer for that. And, I spent some time in Houston with talking to Travis Hansen, who made the trip. And they need a Travis Hansen kind of mentality, a guy that you could go too late in a game to get a bucket, and it just wasn't there tonight. It just seems strange. That three-point number is not crazy, but it's something you see on the road. At home, that ought to be pretty high, and BYU had plenty of looks. And this is going to be a hard one to swallow, because it was a game that I think BYU could have won, maybe not to be a coulda, shoulda guy, but shoulda won if they just shoot an anywhere decent number from the three-point line and the free-throw line. And they didn't, and so Texas Tech was in a position to take advantage of that, and they did it. Credit Texas Tech.
All right, we've got Jason Shepherd standing by to tip off our postgame coverage from BYU Radio, and that's coming up next with Big O Tires Cougar postgame live. Shepherd standing by with that. Then we'll return to Marriott Center for coach and player interviews as well. Final score, Texas Tech 72, BYU 67 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Cougar Postgame Live is brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Cougar Postgame Live is also brought to you by Delta, official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Here's your host, Jason Shepherd.
Final score from the Marriott Center tonight. Texas Tech coming into Provo and knocking off BYU 72-67 with the loss. BYU falls to 10-4 overall. They are now 1-2 in Big 12 play. Texas Tech improving to 11-3 and now 2-1 in conference action. Let's get you other scores from the Big 12 Conference. Everything in the Big 12 is a final tonight. Number 3, Iowa State, getting the win at home over Utah, 82-59. Arizona with the big upset of number 21, West Virginia, that game being played in Morgantown. Wildcats getting the win, 75-56 over the Mountaineers. Wildcats now 3-0 in Big 12 play. West Virginia falls to 2-1. Baylor improves to 2-1 in Big 12 action as they knock off Cincinnati by 20 points, 68-48 over the Bearcats. And Oklahoma State gets the win in Stillwater over K-State, 79-66. Kansas State now 7-7 overall and 1-2 in Big 12 play. Top 25 action. Let's make sure we refresh and get the most up-to-date scores here. Texas taking on number 2, Auburn. Auburn right now with a 5-point lead with 50 seconds left in this game. It's 83-78 in favor of the Tigers. Vanderbilt hosting number 14, Mississippi State. Bulldogs with a 10-point advantage at 74-64. Second half just starting between Michigan and UCLA, a matchup of two top 25 teams. It's Michigan right now with a 5-point advantage over the Bruins at 49-44. Number 25, Utah State on the road at San Jose State. The Aggies are 14-1 and a perfect 4-0 in the Mountain West. They have a 7-point lead right now on the road with just under 12 minutes to go in the second half. It's 58-51, Utah State leading San Jose State. Some finals for you. Number 8, Florida over number 1, Tennessee. And this score is just insane to me that the number 1 team would lose by 30, but they did. The Gators win this one 73-43 over the Volunteers. Number 4, Duke defeating Pitt 76-47. Cooper Flagg with the double-double, 19 points and 10 rebounds. Georgia knocks off 6th-ranked Kentucky 82-69. Number 7, Marquette rallies to get the home win over Georgetown, 74-66. And those are your top 25 scores. In the NBA, Utah Jazz hosting the Atlanta Hawks, and the Jazz have just taken the lead, 112-110, with 3.5 minutes to go at the Delta Center. Other action in the NBA at halftime, Nuggets and Celtics tied at 57 apiece. Heat leading in Golden State, 61-48, also at the half. Some finals for you, Hornets over the Suns, 115-104. Rockets defeating the Wizards, 135-112. Mavericks defeat L.A., that being the Lakers, 118-97. And the Timberwolves get the road win over the Pelicans, despite Zion Williamson coming back, 104-97 Minnesota over New Orleans. All right, after the break, get you back to the Marriott Center for more Cougar Postgame Live with Greg and Mark. Your final score, Texas Tech over BYU, 72-67 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O' Tires Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
72-67, Texas Tech over BYU tonight's final score. Time for a look at our New Skin Data Discovery of the Game, brought to you by New Skin, your innovative beauty and wellness company that helps you look, feel, and live better. Mark, you've taken a look at the numbers of note. What do you see as a data discovery in this one?
Well, my eye keeps going to that three-point shot. I mean, that's a strength of this team. 21.7 in the first half. I thought, well, it can't get worse, and it didn't. They got 25% in the second half, so just not good enough, and a chance to really get a big win here went lacking because they couldn't knock down the threes.
All right, that's a five-point loss for BYU and the end of a couple of lengthy win streaks. 14 consecutive home win streak ends and 7 consecutive Big 12 home win streak ends as well. We'll come back. We'll take a look at our postgame honorees with a star and steel man of the game and then hear from the coaches in this one. Texas Tech 72, BYU 67, the final here at the Marriott Center with a good crowd on hand tonight. The attendance tonight, 17,307. On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O' Tires Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Texas Tech sweeps Utah, winning on the Hill on the weekend and in Provo on Tuesday. 72-67, the Red Raiders over BYU tonight. Let's get to our postgame honorees for the Cougars. We'll start with our Waystar Star of the Game, brought to you by Waystar, simplifying healthcare payments. Learn more at waystar.com. And for BYU, going with Fuseni Traore. Fuse with 14 points and 5 rebounds in 23 minutes. Fuse is our Waystar Star of the Game. For the Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game, which is brought to you by Palmer's Metal Mart, everyone's metal store for over 30 years, a proud sponsor of BYU basketball. For the Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game, Mighty Mo, Mawut Mag, 11 points, 5 rebounds, an assist and a steal in 21 minutes of play. Mawut played hard and helped BYU get into a good spot in the second half, Mark.
Well, it is earning time on the floor. He's a terrific defender and wasn't intimidated by the situation, made a big three, and then a nice follow where he put it in, and so he was terrific. And an honorable mention, I think, to Yegor tonight. His shooting still needs to be better, but I thought that was his best performance since he's been back from injury.
Yeah, only his second double-figure scoring game in almost 2 months, so kudos there go out as well. We'll come back and hear from Texas Tech head coach Grant McCaslin and BYU head coach Kevin Young joining us as well. That'll be in the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU head coach Kevin Young is coming up. His team falls to Texas Tech 72-67 tonight here at the Marriott Center. Head coach of the Red Raiders is Grant McCaslin. He gave his postgame comments a short time ago. And our thanks to Kirsten Meredith for getting these comments for air. Here they are, Coach McCaslin from Texas Tech.
Yeah, no, what a remarkable environment this is to play a college basketball game. You know, it's the holidays and you're going back to classes starting, but I thought the student section and just the energy in the building was tremendous from tip to finish. And that's why, you know, we have a lot of respect for what they're doing and how they're doing. I thought they were really, BYU was really physical with us for a majority of the game, and it caused us problems, especially getting two-point baskets around the rim. And our team stayed the course. They just controlled tempo, and I thought we came up with timely plays, and it starts with Elijah Hawkins, Darian Williams, and Chance McMillan. I thought those guys just hung in there. Chance broke the game open with a couple threes from Elijah, but the composure level of those two guys to have Elijah with 5 assists, no turnovers, and to really just handle all the different change in defenses, and then our ability to limit their three-point makes and beat them on the glass. Although that was the differences in the game, but tremendous college basketball game in a remarkable environment.
Open up to questions. No questions.
Coach Tyler McMillan busted this game open, but Gary Williams seemed to take over down the stretch. Was that a concerted effort on your part to get him the ball?
Yeah, every game. I mean, he's a, you know, Kim Palm has their ratings of top college basketball players, and he's a top 10 player in the country, you know, just by every metric. I mean, you know, we lost a game at home to Central Florida, and he struggled, and it poured over to what we did defensively, unfortunately, in that game. And this one, I thought even when the game kind of got down, I saw a different look in his eye defensively, And that's where Darian Williams is such a great leader for us. And he's a guy we're always going to play through.
I also ask real quick, defense, seemed to, you guys seemed to attack the defense very well down the stretch. Did you find something in the game you felt like you could exploit?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're playing against the change, and I did think they did a great job changing defenses from different ball screen coverages to different looks in the zone. And they do have great size and length on the perimeter, which makes it difficult with passing angles. It seems like there's some holes, but they do a good job covering them up. And I'll tell you, the biggest thing for us is we were caught in between running man sets and running zone offense, and we kind of just went with, hey, we're going to run some man action and keep the right space and play in attack mode. And Quit tried to just play zone offense and tried to be more, you know, play how we want to play. And I thought our movement got better and the ball moved better and we were able to ball screen and give us some more space and cause them some more problems. It took us a while to get to it, though.
All right, that's Grant McCaslin and some comments from Texas Tech. Kevin Young is coming up next on the BYU Creamery Cougar Post Game Coaches Show. It is brought to you by the BYU Creamery. BYU Creamery ice cream delivered right to your door. Order today at creamery.byu.edu, serving sweet memories for 75 years. Coach Kevin Young next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Well, for the first time in almost a calendar year, BYU loses a home game here at the Marriott Center with a great crowd on hand. Texas Tech hangs on to win it by 5, 72-67. Coach Kevin Young now joining us on the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. Coach, tough one for the guys. Your thoughts after this one?
Yeah, disappointed. You know, thought we played well enough to win, even despite the shooting. You know, they give them credit. They may feel like they made a huge shot every time we, you know, we pushed a lead out. So you know, kudos to them for that. But just disappointed. You know, it's we were licking our wounds from the Houston game, and I felt like our guys brought the right spirit and right attitude. But it's hard to overcome 5 of 23 from three and 12 of 21 from the free throw line.
Felt like you could have had a bigger lead at halftime than you did for as well as you played in the first 20 minutes, I thought, schematically.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, we started the game 1 of 10 from 3, I think, and, you know, we should have had, would have, could have, but, you know, felt like we could have had a double-digit lead, and, you know, some nights it doesn't go in.
Just looking at some positives in this one, I thought Mawet played really well, and I also thought Yegor made some progress tonight. It seems like you were doing some different things with him. He got a lot of catches down low. Is that a conscious thing to get him the ball more in the paint, or was that just a natural part of the game?
No, I mean, you know, early on we went to him there, try to give him an easy one, you know, try to get him going a little bit with something near the basket. But I liked how he played in the pick and roll. You know, he had that burst in the second half where he just really started carving them up in pick and roll. And I thought he was a bit more aggressive offensively tonight. You know, shot making, you know, for him, obviously needs to get better. You know, I thought the threes he took outside of one of them was a good shot, and those will you know, he'll start knocking those down.
McMillan and Williams kind of did what they do. Toppin was held well below his number, and it left a void that Elijah Hawkins filled. He had a tremendous night for Texas Tech.
Yeah, no, it's a good basketball team with a lot of guys that can hurt you. I thought, you know, Toppin, as you said, we got him in foul trouble. I think they kind of threw his rhythm off on the night. You know, Williams is a man that they can play through. He's a really good player, all-league type of guy. You know, Hawkins, you know, must like the state of Utah because he shot the heck out of it up at the University of Utah and then comes down here and keeps his hot streak alive. And then, you know, we held McMillan in check. It felt like to those last two threes in transition that were huge huge buckets for them.
Yeah, I felt like defensively was a pretty decent job. I mean, you held Texas Tech below their numbers, and obviously they made some big shots late in this game, and I thought you mixed it up nicely. I like that zone with Yegor and Cannon out front. Why do you put those guys out there? It's just that length up front causes problems, it looks like.
Yeah, I think so. I think that length kind of gives teams a different look at the top there. And, you know, that was effective tonight for us. You know, they started kind of overloading it in the second half, you know, which gave us a little bit of problem. But, you know, that's been a weapon for us.
The valuable stat of the game is brought to you by Ryan Valuation. BYU's accounting program is nationally ranked, so it's no surprise. One of the nation's top business valuation firms is run by diehard BYU fans. Need a valuation for your business? Go to RyanValuation.com. It was your best turnover night in a while, Coach. Normally this would turn out with a better outcome, but only 8 turnovers. I think 5 came after halftime. Generally speaking, you were giving yourself a chance to get the looks you wanted out of this offense tonight.
Yeah, untimely turnovers. You know, Dowling had a couple late there or second half that were costly, you know, which hurt. But, yeah, you know, usually you turn over 8 times, you're going to win the game. But, you know, it's hard to overcome the, like we talked about, the lack of shot making.
And it had been a while since a free throw number dipped like this on you, but it did tonight.
Yeah, it did. You know, and got to step up and knock it down. I think there is no magic trick, I think, to making free throws. You got to step up, concentrate, and knock them down. But the threes, especially in the first half, I thought we got some really, really good looks that we normally make. Second half, I thought their defense was more the cause of why we missed. I think in the first half we just missed shots.
Yeah, obviously a long season in this league is going to be tough. Teams are going to lose 2-3 in a row. What you obviously want to do is avoid that third. You got a big game against TCU, but is that part of the message to the guys is we got a long ways to go. Don't get too down on yourselves and let's go get a win on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, it should motivate you. You know, you know, you lose 2 in this league and you got to come out like a desperate team in that third game, you know, especially when you drop a home game. You know, that's the recipe for success in this league is taking care of home court, which we obviously didn't do tonight. So, you know, we're digging ourselves a little bit of a hole here early that we need to climb out of. But, you know, just challenge the guys to respond to it. There's no other way through hard times other than just going through it and being able to just fight your way out of it.
This was a really hotly contested college basketball game tonight. Their large lead was 8, your large lead was 5, and it's been the outlier because we keep seeing these scores around the Big 12, and at least early on, we're seeing some wild variations and a lot of blowouts happening early.
Yeah, it's been kind of strange. You know, I don't know what to make of that, quite frankly. I think, you know, there's just a lot of good teams in this league. I think that's been well documented, and usually that would mean, you know, closer games. So I don't know what to make of the blowouts, but, you know, we just got to worry about us. You know, we got to take care of business. We got to go on the road and get a gritty type game against a veteran team with a good coach.
Great bounce back opportunity on Saturday. Historically, BYU's done very, very well in Fort Worth. Hopefully that trend will continue on the weekend. Coach, we'll see you at BYU TV for your show on Thursday. Thanks, and we'll talk to you in a couple days.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, that's Coach Kevin Young, and that will do it for BYU basketball on this night here at the Marriott Center. BYU falls in a tough 172-67 to Texas Tech. BYU now 10-4 on the year, 1-2 in league. The Red Raiders 11-3, 2-1 in Big 12 conference play. Our thanks go out to the crew back at BYU Radio, our control board operators and editors Seth Larson, James Finlayson, and Maya Tippetts, coordinating producer Terry South, studio host Jason Shepard, engineer Barry Squires. Appreciation goes out to BYU Basketball Communications Director Tyson Jex, also Kirsten Meredith from his department as they help us out pregame and postgame. And we also thank play-by-play broadcaster for Texas Tech, Jeff Haxton, for joining us in pregame as well. So for all those folks, that leaves the guys on the headset. Mark, I mentioned with Coach that we have a lot of good memories from Fort Worth. We've called a lot of wins down there.
Yeah. It's a nice place to play and a great spot for BYU to go out and change the dynamic, especially on the road, get a win, and then you come back here, a team, Oklahoma State, you know, you got a good chance against, then you're 3-2 and you're right back where you need to be. So this is a big opportunity, but man, I'm not gonna lie, Greg, you know I'm how tough I am, right?
You are a manly man.
I can take a lot of hits, man, but this one kind of got me. This one I thought this is one we're gonna really look back on and think, man, we should have got that one. And it was a great opportunity, but didn't get it done, but like Coach said, just got to fight to the next one, and we'll see how this team responds.
We'll see if the Cougs can bounce back in Fort Worth on Saturday. That'll be an 11 a.m. Mountain Time pregame and a noon Mountain Time tip for BYU and the Horned Frogs. Meantime, join me and Coach Kevin Young and a player guest in Studio C at BYU TV on Thursday at 6:30 Mountain Time for BYU basketball with Kevin Young, our weekly coaches show. And you can go to my Twitter feed, check out the link to get free seats for the show. So we'll talk more Cougar basketball with Coach Young coming up in about 48 hours over at BYU TV. So until then, my name is Greg Rubel.
Wait a second, Mark,
yes?
I went to the coaches show.
Oh, yes, you did last week.
It was awesome. Listen, if you want a good time with your family, Go to the Coach's Show. It's a great, great time. That's my plug for the Coach's Show.
Thank you for the endorsement. Yes, so Mark and his family showed up. We're part of our studio audience. We had a grand time last week.
My daughter wanted to go see Greg Rubel.
And you're like, what?
The Durants are like, it's not cowbell that we want more of. We want more Rubel. More Rubel. I got a prescription, and only Rubel can fill it.
And I thought they saw enough of me, but we did have a good time last week. Thank you, Mark, for that. And so, join Mark Durant and his family as a satisfied customers at BYU Basketball with Kevin Young. So, for Mark, my name is Greg Rubel. Thanking you once again for tuning in. Final score is Texas Tech 72 and BYU 67. So, in the meantime and in between time, this has been BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Good night and so long from Provo, Utah.
You've been listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Coverage of today's game has been brought to you by All Pro Capital Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, We Hear You, and by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. BYU Basketball is a production of BYU Athletics in association with BYU Broadcasting. Special thanks to BYU President Shane Reese, Vice President Keith Vorkink, Athletic Director Tom Holmo, and Associate Athletic Director of Corporate Sponsorships, Casey Stauffer. BYU Basketball is an exclusive presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network.